mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-645-0707. You'll get a free sample of Tempur material, a free Better Sleep video, and a 90-day tryout certificate. That's 1-800-645-0707.
Papa J's Italian Restaurant in Westminster says, do your part and please donate blood. This message from Papa J's Italian Restaurant, a family-owned and operated business where friends have gathered since 1975 for their authentic Italian cuisine. They have the best sauce around and mention you heard this ad and receive a 20% discount. Call in advance for carryout orders by dialing 303-427-1391. That's 303-427-1391 for Papa J's Italian Restaurant, located at the northeast corner of 75th and Sheridan in Westminster. Papa J's Italian Restaurant wishes everyone a safe, healthy, and prosperous new year.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein is straight ahead.
It's a coupon for Sundown Bike.
Door. There's a coupon for Sundown Vitamins. This Sunday's paper has a coupon you'll adore.
It's Sundown's Family Health Plan. Just look in the coupon section of this Sunday's paper for your dollar off coupon. Put on any Sundown Vitamins and kids Spider-Man vitamins too. This Sunday, April 18th. So get your coupon for Sundown Vitamins. A healthy way to save even more.
NBC Tonight, The Apprentice finale is here. For 13 weeks we've heard,
you're fired.
You're fired.
I have to say,
you're fired.
But tonight, we'll finally hear,
you're hired.
The two-hour Apprentice finale event, live. All the former contestants will be back. And no matter what you've heard, only one person in America knows who wins. The Donald.
This is not a game. This is business.
The live Apprentice finale, after a full hour of Friends, NBC Tonight.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 68 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The independent panel investigating whether sex and alcohol have been used to recruit players at CU is looking for your help. I'll have that story in a moment. Now let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Intersection of Highway 72 and Highway 93 there by Rocky Flats is still closed because of a serious accident. The detour is 82nd Avenue, Indiana, and Highway 128 should be in place for another 15 or 20 minutes, we're told. Freeway traffic here in town looks good. Expect an increase in volume around Coors Field because of the baseball game this afternoon. Today's daily deal is a coupon for a six-pack of Fresh Choices water for just 99 cents at Diamond Shamrock Corner Stores. Look for it today in today's Denver Post on the weather page. Start your day with the daily deal. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, the CU investigative panel has set up a nationwide toll-free tip line as it looks for help from the public in its investigation into the recruiting practices at the University of Colorado. Since 1997, 10 women say that they have been raped by Buffs players or recruits. No criminal charges have been filed so far. This report brought to you by Quiznos. It's April 15th, tax day, with lots of folks waiting until the last minute to send in their tax returns. Returns have to be postmarked by today or they're considered late. Some post offices will stay open until midnight for all those last-minute filers. If you're procrastinating, contact the post office to find out which locations near you will stay open late. Six of the City of Golden's high-level employees quit their jobs this week, but no one is saying why. Four of those who resigned were from the Parks and Recreation Department, while the other two worked for the Department of Public Works. The city says all of the officials resigned, but they won't say what sparked the resignations, other than saying that it's a personnel issue. Golden City Manager Mike Best says that all of the positions will be filled. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche wrap up their three-game home, or Colorado Rockies rather, wrap up their three-game homestand against the Arizona Diamondbacks this afternoon. Scott Ellerton climbs the mound for the Rocks, who embarrassed the D-backs 14-4 last night. Colorado Avalanche come back to Denver with a 3-1 lead in their best-of-seven series against the Dallas Stars. Avs and Stars played into doubled overtime last night, with the Avs skating away with a 3-2 win. Avalanche winger Tame Solani says the team is excited to be heading home with a chance to close out the series.
Oh, it's great. You know, we needed this one, and I think we felt we just blew that last game away. We had a chance to bury this team last time, but we couldn't, and we know how easy the momentum changed, so we just, this team is hungry. We want to keep going.
The Avs can wrap up the first round on Saturday at the Pepsi Center. The Denver Nuggets lost a who cares game with the San Antonio Spurs last night. The Spurs hammered the Nuggets 93-67 in the last regular season game. Denver finished the season at 43-39 and are in the playoffs. Nuggets start the playoffs in Minnesota on Saturday against the Timberwolves. Colorado Rapids are holding a pep rally on the 16th Street Mall until 1 o'clock this afternoon as they get ready to start the 2004 MLS soccer season. The Rapids' home opener is Saturday at 7 against the L.A. Galaxy at Invesco Field at Mile High. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads, the best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Sub. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNIC. KNIC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNIC. KNIC.
Computers talk in a strange language to us. Then again, so do computer techies. It's hard to find someone who will understand your computer needs. That's why when you're looking for solutions to your computer problems, you're looking for datatarget.com. At datatarget.com, you'll find people who target your computer needs in plain English. They'll cater to your problems relating to Microsoft Windows, installation upgrades, email, networking, internet, security, whether it's a business need or personal. You'll find datatarget.com makes the problem easy to solve. Datatarget.com will be there at your business or home to help rid the frustration of trying to resolve it by yourself or spending hours on the phone with a tech guy who can't even talk. Datatarget.com is affordable, and best of all, your first consultation is absolutely free. Datatarget.com. Call 877-856-1206. That's 877-856-1206. Or log on to www.datatarget.com.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Just a few clouds with lots of sun through the weekend, as a matter of fact. Today's high, 72, way above our average of 61. Later on tonight, clear skies down to 41. And tomorrow, 71 with just a few clouds. And Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 75. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
68 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
Oh, this seems oddly familiar. It's 7 minutes after 12 here on AM 1150 KNRC. And Enid Goldstein is not here today. I am. I'm Bill Thorpe. Yeah, you may remember me. I know. It was a little while ago. I used to do this show with this other guy, and actually he's doing very well and is going to be working very soon. No, not in this market. He's had to travel and, in fact, talked to him yesterday about moving. So, those of you that followed the adventures of Dominic and Bill live, Dominic does have another job and is moving to it shortly, so it's good news, and it was good news talking to him. He was real excited about it. And I'm here. You know, it was kind of funny. I think it was about a year ago that he and I were actually sitting here between noon and 3. So it's kind of nice to get back and join some of my old friends here that are on from noon to 3 and also make some new ones today and probably going to make a few new enemies as well. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you that on our website, knrcradio.com, we've got a brand new contest going on called the KNRC Top 100. What we're looking for is a little more interaction from you, the listener. I know we're not one of those radio stations that basically sits here and says, "We know it all. We know exactly how to do everything, and you must kneel and grovel at our omnipotence. Enjoy us. Enjoy the station." No, we actually want your feedback. We want to know what kind of guests you want to hear on KNRC Radio. So if you go to knrcradio.com, click on the big box on the front page. I think it's brown, and it says KNRC Top 100. Click there, and then tell us who you want to hear on AM 1150 KNRC. Then you suggest that guest and give us a reason for that guest. Now make that reason a good one, because we are actually going to cull through all of the guest suggestions and look at the reasons, and the person or persons that have the best reasons will actually win some fabulous prizes. The number one prize that is available to win will be a trip to San Francisco, and we might even get you to see a baseball game while you're out there. So we're going to take care of that for you. The second place prize is your opportunity to co-host 1 hour of any live KNRC show of your choosing. And so that will be a prize. You'll be able to do that. Also, we're giving away a Bose Wave Radio, a KNRC prize pack, a presidential DVD series, a whole bunch of other stuff. So that's what we're doing. Jump on the internet. Let us know who you want to hear interviewed and who you want to hear talk on KNRC Radio, and we'll take care of it. Also, we have the American Talk Idol going on each Saturday and Sunday evening from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. We are offering up a new host for your approval. Last week was Trevor Carey. This week, this will be a blast from the past. This is a gentleman that I used to listen to when I was younger, not as a little kid, but just when I was younger, on the radio. Tom Jensen will be making a return. Some of you may know his name. In fact, some of the things that, like, Sean Hannity has that kind of 10 seconds where you get on and do your verbal graffiti type of a thing. And I remember Jensen doing that same thing years and years ago on late nights on another big radio station here in town. So kind of interesting. So it'll be nice to have him in here. We have a few other people that are going to be making appearances over the next couple of weeks. But check it out. And then also jump on the internet, knrcradio.com, and give us your feedback. Tell us what you think of those people, because we want your help in choosing the next talk show host for KNRC. So that's all things that we can do. If we're looking at stuff that's going on Monday, Enid's going to be down at the Lodo Tattered Cover on Monday at 7 p.m. She's going to be participating in the One Book, One Denver public discussion. The book is Leif Enger's Peace Like a River. So she'll be back in town on Monday here to chat with you. And then 7 p.m. you can go down and see her down at the Tattered Cover. So that'll be kind of nice. But today there's lots and lots and lots of news going on. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. In fact, it was one of those days that it was hard to wade through all the stuff in order to get to what we really should talk about today. And I kept thinking, okay, well, it's April 15th. Well, probably should start off talking taxes. So let's talk taxes. Let's talk about taxes. In fact, I just found out that there is someone on this staff here that has not done their taxes yet. Who could that be? Who could that be, Jordan? Who hasn't done his taxes yet? Who still is waiting to file? So, Jordan, can you turn your mic for a sec? Let's get Jordan on. Yes, let's get Jordan Lyles on the air. I want to talk to Jordan for a second here.
Hold on.
There you go. I can hear you. Now we got to get the headphones.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Now, let me get this. You have not done your taxes yet?
No, I have not. I always wait till like 11:59 and then press that submit button from ProTax for whatever reason.
Now, why are you waiting?
You know, every year it's kind of like a ritual.
It is? Yes. Just you like to do it?
I don't know why I postpone it all, but it just kind of happens like that every year. For whatever reason, don't ask.
Yeah, see, I used to be like that, but then my wife entered my life and she kicked my rear end, and she has a thing about filing early. And the weird thing is it made sense, because I always, right around the 14th, would be running around going, oh, where are the tax documents? I can't find this. Where are my W-2s? And so, you know, you feel like a moron. You're like, these are important documents. I'm going to put them here so I can find them later. You can't find them.
Oh, I know. And I got we got our W-2s like a couple months ago and whatnot, and I'm like, kind of scratching my head. Where did I put them? Because I got to do that tonight.
See, and my wife knows me so well that she trained me when those documents come in that we actually have a certain place on a shelf that they go. And then as soon as all of them have come in, she makes me do the taxes.
See?
I have to. See, that's the thing. So you need a good person in your life to kind of whip you into shape.
Exactly.
That's the thing. And Joe, have you done your taxes? No? Yes?
Oh,
Joe, have you done taxes? Oh, that's right. He can't hear me.
He can't hear us.
Because we got the microphone. Has Joe done his taxes?
Has he done your taxes?
Yes. Oh, good.
Taxes.
See, there we go.
His refund.
Good. Now, do you normally get a refund?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't make that much money, really.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
No, I mean,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
$5.50 an hour.
I know, exactly. Thanks.
Totally, thanks.
So Jordan's going to be out tonight, you know, trying to squeeze under the deadline to make sure that he pays his taxes on time. I did go ahead and pay mine early. That's largely due to the influence of my lovely wife. I cannot take any credit for that one because I am a classic procrastinator. So I want to talk to you today about tax burden and tax theories. Do you think that you paid too much taxes? Did you pay too much? When you were writing out your check to the federal government, or when you actually saw your total tax burden, did you say, what the heck is going on here? What is going on? Is that a question that you had? Did any of us out there want to pay more? Did any of you think, man, I'm getting off cheap this year. Let me ride a couple extra $100 just so I feel better about it. I doubt it. And see, that's one of the problems that I have in this country when we talk about the tax debate. Because there seems to be a delineation saying that there is one group that always wants you to pay more and more and more and more and more taxes, and there's another group that always wants you to pay less and less and less taxes. And I don't really think that there are many groups out there that really want a lot of us to pay a heck of a lot more taxes. I think it's just an issue of where they're going and how they're spent and how we're spending our money. And here's the basic question that I have for you. Do you feel that here in this country that we soak the rich? Do we soak the rich based on our tax burden? Are we unfairly burdening those individuals that really make more than, I think it's $120,000 or $140,000 a year as far as income? Are we unfairly burdening them with too much taxes? Would we all be better off if we had a flat tax or they were paying less? So conversely, then, we must ask the question, if we think the rich are paying too much, are the poor paying too little? Do the poor need to pay more? Are they not pulling their weight? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Did you want to pay more taxes this year? Did you sign up and maybe send, you know, Uncle Sam an extra $100, $150 just because you felt you actually did not pay enough of your income this year in taxes? I have a feeling there aren't going to be many people that are going to be calling about that one. But do you feel that our tax burden is, I guess, unfairly burdensome? Do you think that it is basically holding down this economic system that you and I operate under? And do you feel that we unfairly soak the rich here in the U.S.? Year in and year out, we always look at the graduated scales, and around tax time, we always have these stories that are done that show that really the people that are making the rich, the quote, well, it depends on how you break it down, top 10% or even top 5% of people in this country, are pretty much paying a large share of the total income tax burden. Well, they also have a pretty large share of the total revenue taken in by individuals as well. So is it unfair, and are we soaking the rich? 303-382-1150. I'm going to jump to Steve in Castle Pines before we get to a break and talk to him about taxes. Steve, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. What do you think about taxes? Are we soaking the rich?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's... First of all, we have the lowest income tax rates for wealthy taxpayers of any industrialized country. And that was back at the tax rates prior to when they were reduced by Bush.
Yeah.
The other thing is that if you look back at the 50s, which it was pretty good economic times for Americans.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, that was post-war. Everything was rolling. Yeah, 50s were good economic time.
The median family, not the average family, you know, averages in America are really, really difficult to use because you got people like Bill Gates and stuff that skew averages badly.
Yeah.
But the median American family paid 5% in total federal taxes. That's income taxes and payroll taxes.
Hmm.
Today, and the wealthiest Americans paid about 20%.
Yeah.
At that time. Today, the median American family pays about 24.5% in total federal taxes, including payroll taxes, and the top 1% pay about 26.5%. So it's far less progressive than it used to be.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a lot of that. In fact, I saw a quote today that was coming from statistics taken from the Department of Treasury, and it basically said that the rate for the top, you know, the highest earners in America is basically lower than it had been in 78 of the past 91 years. That basically the people that are rich are paying a lower percentage than they had ever before. And so you kind of look at that and go, well, I guess I have a hard time. I understand why we always say that we're soaking the rich, because if you break it down on pure percentages, that they end up paying a majority of the taxes the federal government takes in, but they also have a bunch of the money.
Right. Well, I mean
they made all the money last year.
30 years ago, the top 1% owned about 22% of all wealth and of all private wealth in America. Now they own about 45%. So there's been a massive migration of wealth to the wealthy faster than at any time in history. You know, and I think that liberals would say that's why a progressive tax system works. You know, nobody likes to hear the redistribution word.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, if you've got a system where the rich are doubling their wealth every 30 years, then you're going to have not just the rich. I'm talking about the top 1% are doubling their share of the wealth every 20, 30 years. then pretty soon you're going to have an aristocracy where, you know, a very few people own everything.
Yeah, they basically consolidate all the wealth. And this is the funny thing, Steve, is we always talk about the idea that, you know, these the taxes on the rich, that that's, you know, it's punishment and that people are not going to want to, you know, basically earn that much money. Maybe I missed something. I was wondering, in the past couple of weeks, have you seen anything where anybody's come out and said they don't want to be rich? Have there been any Denver Broncos players or any Denver Nuggets players that are saying, you know, this contract is simply too big? I need to make a few million less because my taxes are out of control.
Yeah, O'Reilly said that if he were taxed more, that he'd just stop working so hard.
Well, I imagine that he would only do that after he had enough money in the bank.
Yeah.
Because
we have a 96% tax bracket, you know, and people paid an effective rate of 76%.
Yeah.
And people still went out of their way to get as rich as they possibly could.
Yeah. I look at it and I think that, no, you're not going to stop wanting to be rich. Steve, I appreciate the phone call, and we're going to talk about the idea of progressive taxes and how that maybe there is the idea of a social contract here in America based on the taxes and how we pay the taxes. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. Steve just dropped off, and you can get that phone line at 303-382-1150. I'd love to talk to you. Sally on a cell phone, you're going to be right up after this break, and Brian in Castle Rock, you're second. So we've got a couple of extra lines open, 303-382-1150. I want to know about the tax burden here. Do you feel that we are soaking the rich here in the U.S.? Do the poor need to pay more taxes? And most of all, do you want to pay more? Did you volunteer to send Uncle Sam in a couple of extra $100? Do you think you're paying too much, or do you think you need to pay more? That's what I want to know. 303-382-1150. We're back right after this. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local. All day Saturday and Sunday, listen for John Jack DeMesterton, Desi Cortez, and Darren Copeland, beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
Crizal Alize sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare proof. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alize. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring 7-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. The markets are on the downside at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 41 points. The NASDAQ is off 32. Some disappointing data on the labor market today. 30,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's more than four times the number analysts had expected. Richard Grasso may be jobless, but he left the New York Stock Exchange with a pay package of nearly $190 million. Now, New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer is reportedly moving towards filing a lawsuit against the former Big Board chief. The current chairman of the exchange has demanded that $120 million be returned. Grasso is sticking to his position that he is entitled to it all. Citigroup today reported its fifth consecutive quarter of record earnings. The nation's largest financial institution saw first quarter profits rise 29%. And GTEC Holdings didn't exactly hit the jackpot, but the world's biggest lottery systems operator says its quarterly earnings did jump 14%. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
NBC Tonight, The Apprentice finale is here. For 13 weeks we've heard,
you're fired.
You're fired.
I have to say,
you're fired.
But tonight, we'll finally hear,
you're hired.
the two-hour apprentice finale event, live. All the former contestants will be back. And no matter what you've heard, only one person in America knows who wins. The Donald.
This is not a game. This is business.
The live apprentice finale, after a full hour of friends, NBC Tonight.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
When you've got to know what's going on.
What's going on here?
All you gotta do is tune in. Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC. 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 You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
You know, tax day is something most people really don't look forward to. But this year it's a little better because of the tax relief we delivered. And the economy is stronger for it.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Oh, did you look at that tax relief? Did you get any of that tax relief? 25 minutes after 12, AM 1150 KNRC. No, Enid does not have a cold. I'm Bill Thorpe. Enid Goldstein is off today and tomorrow. She will be back on Monday. Remember, she's going to be back here to join you during lunch on Monday. Also, you can join her at the Tattered Cover in Lodo Monday the 19th, this coming Monday at 7 p.m. She's going to be involved in the One Book, One Denver discussion of Leif Anger's Peace Like a River. Go and join her at 7 o'clock on the Lower Downtown Tattered Cover, if you can. She'll be back on Monday, so I'm only going to be hanging out here with you for a couple of days. Brian, I see you in Castle Rock. Hang on a sec. I'm going to jump to Sally on a cell phone, and I'll be right with you, Brian. Sally, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How's your tax day going?
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
it's
good.
Great.
Did you have them done early?
I paid my taxes.
You
yes,
didn't?
I paid my taxes.
Good.
And I really think that we're all blessed, and we have to pay some taxes. I don't think a lot of people who complain realize that we have to have some money to run the country.
Yeah.
I think I myself can get upset about some ways it's spent, but you ask about earlier if you'd be willing to contribute another couple of hundred bucks.
Yeah.
I would be if they put it to the use I wanted it to be, which would be to go out and find all the people who don't pay any taxes. Because I go out every day in my backyard and see people who are working.
Yeah.
Repairing or improving other people's houses and know they don't pay any taxes.
Well, actually, strangely enough, and I used to actually look at that, Sally, and I think that they do actually, and you're talking, you know, the illegal aliens, more or less, aren't
correct.
You? Yeah, now
correct.
Now, strangely enough, I did have someone point this out to me a couple of years ago, that strangely enough, the illegal aliens actually do pay taxes, and we don't give them credit for that. And here's how. They actually do contribute to the taxes here in the U.S. One would be, let's say, that the most common way is they show up and they have a fake Social Security card. So they have a fake Social Security card and ID. The corporation that they're working for, the company, still pays taxes on them, still takes out personal income tax, still takes out FICA. All of that stuff is still deducted. The issue is they just don't file a return at the end of the year. So if they're doing it that way, they actually do end up paying taxes. If they're doing it just flat under the table, we do have to go after the businesses for that. But if they come in
well,
with fake documents,
yeah,
they
I'm
are paying.
Yeah, I'm saying it's the people's fault even. You know, I'm glad they can make some money because I know most of them need it.
Oh, sure.
But I do think that there are an awful lot of people, apparently not just illegal aliens, but our own citizens who don't pay taxes.
You know, you're
and
right.
And we ought to have some kind of department that goes out and gets those people rather than worrying about checking on people's returns who file them.
Yeah, I know. And I do agree that we should. And the weird thing is now, there has been an organization that's been run out of Nevada for the last few years. Shoot, I can't remember what their name is. It's some sort of a tax. It's basically a guy that has run it. Erwin Schiff, I believe, is the guy that runs the company. And for years, he has been basically employing about 400 people in the state of Nevada, many of which he claims to be former IRS tax assessors, to tell people how they can get around or get out of paying taxes.
Oh, sure.
Well,
yeah.
Mr. Schiff is appearing in Nevada court today because he's been arrested for fraud and for violating the IRS tax code. And also they're shutting down his company because they were giving out things like telling people how to basically skirt loopholes in the IRS tax laws that they really couldn't skirt. Like they were actually giving elderly people, they were telling elderly people that, hey, if you give us $2,500, we will then give you a $5,000 deduction because we will set up this type of a website for you. And even if you don't have a computer, that can be used as a home business and then you can claim this and a few other things. And they were incredibly fraudulent. So hopefully we're going to be rectifying some of that.
Well, and that's what's sad, too, is that, you know, that people who would like to lower their taxes are, you know, vulnerable for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know. I know we do have to do something as far as changing how the taxes are going. Sally, I really appreciate the phone call. Don't want to take up too much time on your cell phone as we're rapidly approaching the next break. I wanted to make sure we jump to Brian in Castle Rock. Brian, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. That was and I appreciate you explaining that way that even if they are illegal immigrants, that they pay taxes because I'm an employer, and that's exactly right.
Yeah, they do. You know? And even the thing people forget is even if you are paying this, you're paying this illegal alien. He even goes out and let's say he buys clothes. He also has to rent a property and he also has to buy food. All of those taxes are still collected. So to an extent, yeah, they do pay taxes. So
yeah, and there is a way that they get out of paying. These same people get out of paying. Any federal or state tax also. They also claim all these deductions.
Yep.
I mean, they claim all these deductions, and they don't file tax within the year. So that was that was an excellent way to explain it.
Oh, thank you. So, Brian, what's on your mind about taxes? Did you want to actually pay more this year? Were you going to send, you know, Uncle Sam a few extra $100?
That wasn't my point. My point was I'm not going to write Uncle Sam a check and say, here, you go, here's some money.
Yeah, exactly.
But if they take more taxes out of my check, you know, I'm not going to whine about it because I'm blessed to just, you know, be working. There's a lot of people in this country not even able to pay a dollar in tax because they don't have a job. I mean, we know what's been going on here the last 2 years.
Yeah.
The last 3 years in the labor market. So I'm not going to whine about it. And I've been on both sides of the spectrum. Grew up, therefore, you know, on the welfare,
yeah,
and, you know, foster care and the food stamps where we didn't have to pay tax. I think that, you know, this thing with, you know, the rich being, the you know, taxing the rich more, I think that's bunk. Because the reason is that these people, these same rich people that you're complaining about, are the business owners. They're the ones creating these foundations, creating these jobs, who are employing people. But I'm also, you know, I'm a liberal. I'm a flaming liberal.
Yeah.
I'm out there bad like that. I'm happy to say that I am a liberal.
Yeah.
But I'm a liberal on the edge also, and I just think that the liberal message is being delivered the wrong way by the wrong people. For instance, Tom Daschle, I think it was about a year ago, or 2 years ago, when George Bush was trying to push these tax cuts,
yeah,
he stood out in front of the Capitol and held up an egg and said, this is what the average American is going to have enough to buy. And then he had a Lexus and said, this is what rich people are going to buy. What they're not saying is it's all relative to what you make.
Yeah,
it's
you're right.
It's all relative, and they're leaving that part off. I even saw Al Gore accuse the president of wanting to give more money to the rich people when all he had to say is, it's all relative, but you know they're not going to say that. So.
No, they're not, and you are right. The Democrats, as far as how they craft their message on that, is a little rough. And the part that I always look at is, yeah, some of the rich people are creating the jobs, but then the idea would be, and this is where I think some of it falls flat, is especially when you look at the idea of the Bush tax cuts. I mean, basically this previous tax cut, not the first one in 2001, but the prior one, the one that I think hits right around 2002. We were told it was going to create an additional 1.5 million jobs in addition to the 4 million the economy was supposed to already create. Basically, that tax cut from when it went into effect that was supposed to create 1.5 extra million jobs has created a grand total of about 600,000. So the idea, though, that these rich people, if they're rich, have more money, that they're going to turn around, they're going to do the things that basically create jobs. I also do think that, Brian, there is a little bit of a fallacy there, that they're not going to go out and go, wow, how can I create a job with this brand new money that I have? And I think if we're looking at them just going out and creating jobs through their spending, you know, buying a Lexus, buying whatever it is they're spending on, I think we could take some of that money and create just as many jobs by giving some money to the people on the lower income scale as well, where they go in and they buy, you know, milk and they buy oranges and they buy peppers and they buy, you know, broccoli and they go in and they buy clothes, because it's just a matter of how the money's spent. If it's spent at Walmart or if it's spent at the Lexus dealership, I think, you know, we can still create jobs the same way. We can still use that economic multiplier.
Well, and I appreciate that point, but understand, I'm going to tell you like this because I have been poor. You know, I was abandoned as a child. I have been poor. I don't believe anybody, the government or anybody, should give anybody anything. I don't believe they should give somebody something that that belongs to somebody else. And what I mean by that is there is a need for programs like the welfare, like this, you know, welfare, food camps, you know, food stamps, yeah, foster care. I believe that. But I also know that they shouldn't be sending out a check just because, you know, here's some tax money for you to spend. I don't think they should give anything to anybody outside of those assistance programs. I'm not in favor of giving anybody anything, because all you're going to do is create more bums. That
yeah.
is real.
See,
know?
I think you're absolutely right there, Brian. That's where I get a lot of tact as well. People, you know, banging me over the head saying that I'm, you know, way too socially liberal. And I think you're absolutely right. I'm not a huge fan of entitlement programs. I think, you know, welfare and some of the foster care and the food stamps should be used as a temporary stopgap measure. It should not be a lifestyle choice. And one of the things that I was looking at through, and this is, you know, again, taking a divergent course, is looking at the some of the Bush budget numbers. That they're basically, the current Bush budget is going to carve about $25 million out of the HUD program and Section 8 housing here for Colorado next year.
And that hurts.
And
that
yeah,
hurts.
It does. When you look at $25 million, one, that's $25 million that's not going to be spent here in the economy. The other issue is, sure, all the HUD money would be going to the low-income people and would be going to rent, but the issue there that surrounds it is, if people know how the HUD money is distributed, what happens is, when the HUD money is cut, the people at the bottom end, the people that need the money the most, are the ones that fall off the rolls first, because it's a percentage deal. What happens is that if you can pay 30% of your rent, or you can pay 40 or 50% of your rent, then HUD picks up the rest. If we cut the amount
yeah.
of money that HUD has, that means the people that can only pay 30% of their rent, we can't help them, because the state can no longer pick up 70% of the rent check. We can only help people that can pay 50% of their rent or more. So there is an issue as far as how our tax money is spent, and I look at it and go, eek. I mean, it scares me sometimes. I mean, I wish they would have asked me for a checkout list on the on my tax form, but that just seems impractical. I wouldn't expect them to go all the way through and say, oh, you know, Bill wants to spend his money here and here. That's where it has to go.
Yeah, and I have a sister on Section 8, so I'm familiar with the program. Matter
yeah.
of fact, I got three of them.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, and that, my point, that's an excellent way of explaining. I didn't know those percentages and how that works, so I appreciate you explaining that to me. That's all I got, man. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Take care, man. Appreciate it. Well, you can get the phone line that Brian just jumped off of, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. If you want to email me, bthorpe, B-T-H-O-R-P-E, at knrcradio.com. I know it's involved a little bit of spelling, but it's okay. I trust you. I think you're smart enough for it. Bthorpe, B-T-H-O-R-P-E, at knrcradio.com. Would love to hear what you're saying about this if you're sitting behind the desk at work and just can't pick up the phone because I know the boss wants you to make more money. More money! So that's what we have to do today. I want to talk to you about tax burdens. This is April 15th, if you didn't know. Like, you know, Jordan, who's running the board today, he's squirming off after work today to go and make sure he files those taxes before midnight. Did all of you file your taxes yet? Do you think that you paid too much? Do you want to pay more? Do you feel that we are soaking the rich here in the U.S., and do the poor need to pay more taxes? And soon I want to talk to you about the idea of a social contract. Does that have any implications on how we look at our taxes here in the country? 303-382-1150. What do you think? This is AM 1150, KNRC. And now it's time to talk to the man who, well, I guess statute of limitations hasn't expired yet, so we can't talk about that. So we'll just go to the news with Tim McLaughlin. How you doing today, Tim?
Great, Bill. How's it going?
Good. Oh, I'm doing good. Did you offer to pay more taxes this year? Did you think you weren't paying your fair share?
You know,
I off a little extra.
I work in radio, so I'm by definition I'm poor. So I think we need to soak the rich as much as we can.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on in news.
Partly cloudy, 68 degrees right now. The CU investigative panel is asking for some help from the public. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Things are getting a little better around the Coal Creek Canyon area, Highway 72 and Highway 93. One lane of traffic now open. Be another 10 or 15 minutes before everything is opened up to through traffic. That was the scene of an earlier head-on injury accident. Closer to town, things moving along in very good shape. Extra traffic around Coors Field, of course, because of the baseball game. And extra traffic along the 16th Street Mall at Glen Arm Street because of a pep rally in honor of the Colorado Rapids. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads, the best taste, the most low-carb options, only a Quiznos sub. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The independent panel that's looking into whether alcohol and sex have been used to recruit players to the University of Colorado has set up a nationwide toll-free tip line. The number for the tip line is 1-866-277-3200. This report brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. If you still have to file your tax return, you've got until midnight tonight to get it postmarked. Some metro area post offices will be open late to accept returns from those of us who have procrastinated. Check with the post office to find which locations near you will be open late. The jury in the Michael Blagg murder trial has now gotten the case. They got the case just before noon today. Blagg is accused of murdering his wife Jennifer in November of 2001. The Blagg 6-year-old daughter has been missing since then as well and is presumed dead. At John Elway Showrooms, you get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. No worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:39.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Keeping the sunshine and temperatures staying above average for the next few days, our average 61. Today, getting up to 72 with just a few clouds. A nice starlit night tonight, mild 41. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 71. And Saturday, 75 with just a few clouds. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 68. KNRC News Time is 12:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Is your patio furniture up to the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture from O.W. Lee. For three generations, the Lee family has been handcrafting fine wrought iron furniture that is not only beautiful, but built to last a lifetime. Hand-forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
The thirst for knowledge is quenched here. The most entertaining talk shows in Denver. Hear both sides. Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
People also expect from their public service a wise stewardship of the taxpayers' money. People also expect that we keep the federal tax burden as low as possible. It was one of my pledges to the American people. I take that responsibility seriously.
And the reason they've been bushwhacked is they're actually paying more in taxes. Because $90 billion of deficits have now been pushed onto the states because of the tax cuts at the federal level.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Oh, I've got to let this music run for a second here. Oh, old remix Cure. Man, that's nice. Nice little rhythm beat going behind there. Thank you, Jordan Lyles. Appreciate that. 1243 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Enid is not here today, won't be here tomorrow. She will be back on Monday, so don't fear. She will return. You can join Enid for lunch on Monday. She'll be back. Also, you can join her down at the Tattered Cover at Lodo Monday the 19th, 7 p.m. She's going to be participating in the One Book, One Denver public discussion of Leif Enger's book, Peace Like a River. So George Bush there was telling us that he absolutely had to lower the tax burden on all the American people. I don't know. Is that true? Is what we heard that actually taxes are going up because everything is being shifted towards the states and that we're looking at deficits? Has the total taxes, as far as what we're looking at the country, increased? What do you think? And did you pay too much this year in taxes? Do you want to pay more? Do you want to send more money? I'm going to jump to a first-time caller out of Fort Collins calling us long distance, Edie. Edie gave us a ring on 303-382-1150 here at AM 1150 KNRC. Edie, thanks for giving us a call.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great.
Good. Did you pay your taxes already?
Well, I'm sending them in. I'm taking them to the post office right now.
Good. So did you want to pay more? Did you, you know, throw a little extra in there and say, hey, you know, here's a tip for doing such a good job last year?
Well, you know, I didn't. But
I didn't either, honestly. No way.
You know what I want to do is just get rid of this whole rigmarole. You know, they use our taxes for social engineering. If we just got rid of all the income and property taxes altogether and just did a value-added tax on consumption, on our sales, I think we'd be much better off. I mean, let the government be in the business of providing services, whether that's, you know, assistance or whatever for folks. But, you know, we'd get rid of the huge, you know, IRS bureaucracy where they're trying to track down people that don't pay. If you just have to pay when you purchase something.
Yeah, consumption taxes are always interesting. I've always liked the idea. I've always wanted to explore it as far as, you know, how it would affect the economy and what it would do. And there are parts of it that absolutely make a lot of sense. Just like I do think there are portions of the idea of just a flat tax. Also, there are portions of it that I do think make a lot of sense. But, yeah, I think that when we look at how the IRS is doing, and the weird thing is I was actually looking today. Joe Anderson, the producer of the Enid Goldstein Show, was doing some research and helping me out finding some stuff on the at the General Accounting Office website. And he said the weird thing is that, you know, the government actually does have some revenues from providing, you know, goods and services to the public, stuff like mailing fees paid to the U.S. Postal Service, some Medicare Part B premiums, things like that. And they actually do have that as revenue, but they use it to directly offset the cost of administering the programs. And what I like about what you said about the consumption taxes, I almost like that idea where we can use consumption taxes to pay for the goods and services and the, you know, the things that the government provides rather than an income tax. That could be
a
lot of fun.
You know, it seems most fair to me. I mean, we're all Americans, and whether we're very low income or no income or high income, we all need to pay some tax. Now, whether we get, you know, 10 times that back in the form of services or assistance from the government, I don't have a problem with that. But I feel like we should all pay something, you know? And I think the way it's structured, probably the very rich, if they don't shelter all their money, do pay more than their fair share of the burden. But I think overall, if we did it by a consumption tax, we'd be better off. Oh, and I have one other thing I'd like to say, and then I'll just let you go.
Oh, absolutely.
You talked about where your tax money goes and being able to maybe allocate that.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I'm most offended by is that so much of it goes to pay off our debt, the interest on our debt. I think it's something like a third or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
So of every dollar that I pay to the government, it's just going to pay on debt. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, basically, I think right now the last numbers that I saw were of every dollar you send to the government, 20 cents of that is carved off and paid to the debt currently. And it's odd when you look at, I think, if you look at military spending, again, military spending in the last 48 months has gone up tremendously. So if you look at the combined military spending and debt payment, 50 cents of your dollar that you send to the government this time around, 50 cents of every dollar is going to either military defense or debt. And you look at that and go, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I understand the increased military costs, but I guess
when you see people, you know, not getting their schools funded or people going hungry and some really good programs that we need funded aren't being funded because we're spending so much in Iraq and everywhere else. So anyway, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you. Hey, have fun. Have a good day. Thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. Now we're going to jump to Jeff in Arvada. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to Jeff. Where'd he go? Let's see. There he is. Hey. Hey, Jeff. How are you doing today?
What's happening, Bill?
Not much. You having a good tax day?
Yeah. I guess.
Did you file early or is it today that you got to file?
Oh, no. I filed a while ago.
Oh, good.
I let the man keep some of that coin.
I know.
Because it's too hard to figure out overtime.
Oh, it really is sometimes.
Overtime's way too random. It could be 10 one week, 35 the next. And
oh, man.
You just got to let them have it.
You got at times,
you're
yeah.
You're driving mad trying to keep track of it, and it's not worth it in the end.
Well, what's on your mind today? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk taxes or something else?
Well,
I saw something here about the top 100 contest on the list, and I don't know if that's what you want to talk about or not.
That was up there, too. Yeah. I was going to point out that you guys need to add a rider into that. That on your second prize, I thought it was a top prize, but your second prize of being able to pick who you wanted to co-host with,
yeah,
there'd have to be a writer in there that said, but Jeff from Arvada can't be. See what I'm saying?
I understand, yes.
With your lawyer, I will win that contest.
If you can win that contest, Jeff, maybe what we'll do is we'll twist our arm and see what we can do. We'll hog-tie
yeah.
in this chair.
I know better than that.
You know, I actually would pay just to see you two in the studio together. I would sell tickets. I mean, we'd have to do that maybe at the Pepsi Center or something,
you know,
see if we can get 10,000 people down there.
I'm going to go down to one of those, a Friday she does?
Yeah.
Media?
Yep.
I'm going to have to go down there and have lunch.
Yeah, you could.
I'll bring my wife. That'll mellow her out.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, there's another female.
Yeah, exactly. Then she'll feel okay, as long as we all play nicely in the pool together. So what do you think about the tax burn? I mean, do you think, Jeff, that we're soaking the rich? I mean, what's your appraisal? Because I know you and I most times are ideologically on other sides of the fence, but what do you think about how we're doing the tax burden in the country?
My concern about taxes is not with the military. It's
yeah.
not with debt. Obviously, the income of the government went down because we went into a recession and a severe slowdown. So the income of the government went down, and that's how they make money. They make money through taxes.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's going to be a deficit in that situation, and it's no different than when anybody gets into hard times, they have to borrow, you know, to keep themselves afloat. Almost every American's done it at some point in their life, where they've had to go into debt. We're all in debt, usually, for at least our property or a car.
Oh, sure. But the argument on the other side would be that, you know, you can't really have the guns and butter. I mean, you can't have the tax cuts and the increase in spending. You can't do them both at the same time.
Well, the argument has been that, of course, because it's an easy bumper sticker phrase.
Oh, sure.
But historically speaking, Reagan doing it and Kennedy doing it, it arguably spurred economy. So, I mean, we can say it didn't or did, but economy did get spurred after the tax cuts, and those were across-the-board tax cuts by Kennedy and by Reagan, and it did spur economy. My bigger concern is not necessarily how much I'm being taxed,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that I'm taxed differently than anybody else, or that there's people whose income is not taxable. So I'd obviously be for a flat tax, and that's for everybody. So, you know, whatever that percentage would end up being, Bill Gates would pay it, I would pay it,
yeah.
There'd be no write-offs. You have children, that's a choice you make. All of those things, it would just be flat. Every individual who makes money would pay a percentage on the income they made, regardless of how they made it or where they made it. It would just be flat and done. And that's married couples, everything. So if there's a married couple who both work, like my wife and I do,
yeah,
she'd pay a flat percentage, and I'd pay the same flat percentage, regardless of who makes more money. And the reason I say that needs to be that way is because I know too many people, and I deal with this situations personally, who abuse this system where our tax dollars go.
Yeah.
It is actually, and you could look it up, but in the sense of social spending, it's 60% of all federal intake is for some social spending on some level. You'll have to look up those numbers. Now, I know the debt thing makes the 1/6 we're spending on military jump up, but if you go back to Kennedy's day, we were spending almost half on defense and military. So we've obviously dropped substantially. I think we're in the area of 18 to 20% right now on military and defense. But the vast majority of what the federal government takes in is in some setting social spending, be it WIC, be it Social Security, which I believe is social spending, because I don't believe the government should be doing that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
They are. It is on some level a benefit, or the government using our money to benefit us later. And the problem I have is that I know too many people. And I don't live in a rich neighborhood. I never have. I live where I was brought up. I purchased into that neighborhood. And I know too many people personally who abuse the system because they can. I know people who have meals they can eat every day
mm-hmm.
and refuse to eat them because they just don't like it. And they take food stamps to 7-Eleven. And that's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Just dead wrong. And I know it on too many levels. It isn't the few and far between. And I think Pat Schroeder said it best one time, when she was being interviewed and she was told, you know, your detractors say that welfare is abused. And her answer to that was that if only 1 out of 10 people were benefiting and 9 out of 10 were abusing, that would be okay because at least one person was benefiting.
Yeah.
And I believe that was a concession on her part, that she knows that the vast majority of people on government assistance are they're generational. They're just going to be there. They
I don't know if we can go the vast majority. But I do disagree with Pat Schroeder. Absolutely. I mean, only one of ten. That to me is ridiculous.
I'm not saying it's one.
I'm just saying on her part. Yeah, I'm saying absolutely she missed the boat on that one. Absolutely, that she completely and totally missed the boat. And unfortunately, I've got to leave it there with you, Jeff. That I do understand what you're saying as far as a flat tax. I would like to see actually no tax paid on the lower end, then moving towards a flat tax. The married, I agree with you. Actually, would. I disagree, though, based on the kids. I think that there is an investment based on children that I would give a tax break for kids. And, yeah, partly because I've got a dog in the fight. Yeah, I've got kids. So that's, yeah, sure. I got to be completely and totally honest with you. But I understand the increased economic costs that come with having kids and the extra time and everything else. And, basically it's the preservation of the society. And remember, for everybody on the conservative side of the aisle, that's why you don't want to have those nasty gay people getting married, because it's all about the children, because you've just got to save the kids. So, I'd say that we might as well use that argument and say, well, you got to save the kids and it's got to be about the kids. So sometimes, we got to do that. And I do agree that there are absolutely rampant abuses in some of the federal government spending programs, especially food stamps. I remember being in college, not accepting any federal assistance, even though I could have qualified for it at the time based on what I was making, and watching someone that had food stamps eating much better than I ever did. Heck, they're probably even eating much better than I am right now. But I don't know if that's the norm. But yes, absolutely. How we go about spending the money and everything else does have to be addressed. But Jeff, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks. It's always good to talk to you. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. We've got a lot of people hanging on the line. Doug, I'm going to get to you because you're on a cell phone next. Then we're going to jump to Jerry, Jorge, Steve, Bob. Hang on, guys. We're going to get to you right after this. We've got a quick break. I'm Bill Thorpe, and for Enid Goldstein, this is AM 1150 KNRC.
The top names in news are NBC and CNN. Guess what? We've got them both. AM 1150, KNIC.
TV Guide Channel counts down to the finale of The Apprentice with Omarosa. Watch Omarosa dish on different contestants at the top of every hour today on TV Guide Channel.
I'm tired. I'm stressed. I want to be pampered, and I don't want to have to go to some expensive spa to do it.
That whining woman you just heard is Evelinda Ehrman, and I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. In order to shut Evelinda up, I bought her a gift certificate to Salon Mercedes, a full-service salon near the Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard. The staff is so well-trained, experienced, and friendly, they'll even put up with her whining.
Thank you. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Look what I can choose from. A new haircut in color, waxes, microdermabrasion. I like this Take Yourself Away package that gives me a manicure, pedicure, massage, and facial.
You need it, honey. Your roots are showing and your nails are chipped.
Nice of you to notice.
Salon Mercedes, located I-25 and Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7. Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. 303-741-0606. Treat yourself and everyone on your list to a Salon Mercedes gift certificate. 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
NBC Tonight, The Apprentice finale is here. For 13 weeks we've heard,
you're fired.
You're fired.
I have to say,
you're fired.
But tonight, we'll finally hear,
you're hired.
The two-hour Apprentice finale event, live. All the former contestants will be back. And no matter what you've heard, only one person in America knows who wins. The Donald.
This is not a game. This is business.
The live Apprentice finale, after a full hour of friends, NBC Tonight. The KNRC Community Commitment.
Join the Cottonwood Connection at its fundraiser on Friday, April 23rd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the REI Flagship Store. The event features an authentic Nepalese dinner and a presentation by Magda King. King, the first woman from Spain to climb a 26,000-foot peak, will share inspiring stories about her climbing expeditions on the world's highest mountains and her passion of building schools in third-world countries. Tickets are $45. For information, call 303-424-2300.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
The top names in news are NBC and CNN. Guess what? We've got them both. AM 1150, KNIC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, we're used to handling a large volume of mail. This doesn't come anywhere close to what we have at Christmas time or what we may handle on Mother's Day. It is a big night for us, but we have lots of equipment and we actually handle it extremely efficiently.
I think we ought to tax, do away with the IRS, do away with the income tax, and tax just consumption one time on new products and services. And I think that would not only spread the tax burden equally among people, but it would really help the economy as well.
Oh, again, Enid Goldstein.
That's kind of what Edie said just a few minutes ago before Talk Show Boy stepped all over the intro. This is Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We're running up against the top of the hour. I want to make sure that I squeeze Doug in. Told him we'd get to him, and then we'll get to everybody else here in just a second. Doug, on a cell phone, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. What's on your mind about consumption taxes?
Well, I pleasure to talk to you, for starters.
Oh, thanks.
I actually listened to a program quite a while ago, mm-hmm. and they had some information about what they were calling the fair tax.
Okay.
It's consumption tax, and I'm skeptical about these kind of things because a lot of people give a lot of information and it's not entirely accurate it has implications that are different. So I spent a lot of time reading about it, reading papers from masters.
Yeah. Hang on a second, Doug. What I'm doing is put you on hold because I'm running up against the hour. What I want to do is hang on there. I want to talk to you off the air here in just a second. We'll go back and forth, talk a little bit. Everybody else on the phones, hang there. We're coming back and to talk more taxes. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Fred Francis. The CIA says the voice on the new audio tape being aired on Arab TV stations is likely that of Osama bin Laden. NBC's Jim Maceda in Kabul says there's an anti-American speech followed by an offer.
He seems to be offering up an olive branch this time to certain European countries, no longer calling Europe an alliance of Jews and crusaders as he's often done in the past. On this tape, he's offering a truce, a three-month truce that is apparently renegotiable to any European country who pulls its forces out of Muslim countries.
European leaders are already rejecting the offer. Sources say the U.S. is expected to order all non-essential American personnel out of Saudi Arabia soon. Security concerns are the reason. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby tells NBC News he thinks CIA Director George Tenet should look for a new job. Tenet told the 9/11 panel it will take at least 5 years to get his agency up to speed to fight terrorism. I'm Fred Francis, NBC News Radio.
There's a coupon for Sundown Vitamins. A dollar coupon you take right to the store. There's a coupon for Sundown Vitamins. This Sunday's paper has a coupon you'll adore. It's Sundown's Family Health Plan. Just look in the coupon section of this Sunday's paper for your dollar off coupon. Good on any Sundown Vitamins and kids' Spider-Man vitamins, too. This Sunday, April 18th. So get your coupon for Sundown Vitamins. A healthy way to save even more.
NBC Tonight, The Apprentice finale is here. For 13 weeks we've heard...
You're fired.
You're fired.
I have to say...
You're fired.
But tonight, we'll finally hear...
You're hired.
The two-hour Apprentice finale event, live. All the former contestants will be back. And no matter what you've heard, only one person in America knows who wins. The Donald.
This is not a game. This is business.
The live Apprentice finale, after a full hour of Friends, NBC Tonight.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 68 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A tip line has been set up in the investigation into the CU recruiting scandal. I'll check that story in a moment, but first let's check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The area around Highway 72 and 93 there at Coal Creek Canyon reopened to through traffic now after an earlier injury accident. Westbound 6th Avenue at Bryant putting the finishing touches on a minor collision there. New accident just coming in from Alameda and Chambers in Aurora. That one with injuries. Lots of fire rescue equipment on the scene there. Creating a website for your small business is just a click away with Post News Network at PNN.com. Web tools so easy you can do it without the help of your kids. Visit PNN.com to get started today. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, the independent panel looking into the recruiting practices within the University of Colorado football program wants your help. A national toll-free tip line has been activated to help gather information for the independent panel investigating the CU recruiting scandal. Commissioner Peggy Lamb explains why the tip line was created.
We don't want to wait and draft our report and then have someone say afterwards, if you only knew. So you have a responsibility responsibility, you, the public, to call this number. We've spent a lot of time getting this up so that you can have input into this process.
Lamb also asked the CU Board of Regents for more time to complete their investigation. Since 1997, 10 women claim to have been raped by bus football players or recruits. Thus far, no criminal charges have been filed. The panel is examining the role sex and alcohol might have been used to attract top talent, and has to be finished by the end of this month. This report brought to you by the Denver Center Theater Company. Lions and bears, oh my. Wildlife officials say about 30 pets have been reported as missing in the Boulder area over the past month. Mountain lions and black bears could be to blame. City officials are asking people to make sure they bring their pets inside and cover their trash. Wildlife officials say the lions and bears are hunting family pets as they regain strength from a long winter. Division of Wildlife will be ticketing people who don't cover their trash. A jury continues to deliberate the fate of Michael Blagg. Defense attorneys wrapped up their closing arguments this morning before the judge released the jury to deliberate the first-degree murder charges. Blagg's attorney, David Eisner, finished his statements by reading a suicide note left by Blagg 4 months after the disappearance of his wife and daughter.
It says, "God love you all. I have tried to do the right thing through my life. I have made many mistakes along the way, and I am sorry for any of those mistakes that have harmed any of you out there now. The Sheriff's Department is going to say many things about me in the coming weeks. I am not perfect, but neither am I a murderer. I love my wife and daughter, and I plan to see them in heaven someday."
Blagg is accused of killing his wife, Jennifer, on November 13, 2001, and dumping her body in a dumpster. Her body was found months after her murder in a Mesa County landfill. Blagg's defense as an intruder killed Jennifer Blagg. The Blagg's daughter, Abby, has also disappeared and is presumed dead. If convicted, Blagg faces life in prison without parole. In sports, Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks wrapping up their three-game series this afternoon at Coors Field. Scott Ellerton throwing for the Rocks, who walloped the D-backs 14-4 last night. Today's game just getting underway. Colorado Avalanche are one game away from wrapping up their playoff series with the Dallas Stars. Took two overtimes last night for the Avs to beat the Stars 3-2 in Dallas. Both teams headed back to Denver for the fifth game of the best-of-seven series on Saturday. Last night's loss by the Denver Nuggets didn't mean much since the Nuggets are already in the playoffs. Nuggets were hammered 93-67 by the San Antonio Spurs in the last regular season game. Nuggets wrapped up the season with a 43-39 record. They start the playoffs in Minnesota against the Timberwolves on Saturday. The Denver Center Theater Company's production of Shakespeare's classic story of love, Lending and Law, The Merchant of Venice, playing through April 24th. Call 303-893-4100 or visit denvercenter.org. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 106.
Now, the next generation of talk radio.
Talk with us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Being able to wake up every morning with Allison is kind of like having a sleepover with your best friend.
I love my husband. We have so much fun. We do everything together.
Imagine having the companionship of a best friend, the passion of true love, and a shared view of the most important things in life, all in one person. That kind of relationship would be something special, wouldn't it? Well, at eHarmony.com, these are exactly the kinds of relationships that result when couples are matched based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
It is beyond joy to be able to come home to someone who really loves you.
Being seen and loved by that one person in the world with whom you are meant to be. At eHarmony.com, we don't think that's too much to ask for.
I cannot imagine life without Allison.
That's why if you're looking for your soulmate, check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Do it now and get your $40 personality profile free. eHarmony.com, because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days thanks to an area of high pressure down in the Mississippi Valley. We'll top out around 74 for our high, and then tonight with fair skies, drop into the low 40s. It'll be mostly sunny again tomorrow, a high of 73, 72 on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 68. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
I don't know. Is that Ren and Stimpy music in the background? It sounds like it. I don't know. Do I should be offended by that? I'm not sure. This is Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein, 8 minutes after 1 o'clock here in the afternoon on AM 1150 KNRC. This is Just Like Deja Vu all over again. I know, just about a year ago, I used to join many of you during the noon to 3 hour, along with a partner of mine. And just so in case any of you have been wondering what happened to my former partner in crime, he actually has a new employer and is traveling there so he can set up shop and start doing his thing soon. So he is landing on his feet, and we're awful happy. And I actually spent a lot of time talking to him yesterday, and it was funny because as he's traveling, if you'd listened to Dominic a lot, that he has two cats, and he had the cats in the car with him. And cats don't like traveling in cars. So he was getting yelled at from the back in here. Meow, meow, in the back. He's like, oh, be quiet. So that's just a little bit of his life. So to share that with you a little bit. I'm Bill Thorpe here for Enid Goldstein. I want to let you know that Enid is going to be back on Monday. And you actually have a chance to join her at the Tattered Cover in Lodo on Monday at 7 o'clock. She's going to be involved in the One Book, One Denver public discussion down there. They're going to be talking about Leif Enger's book, Peace Like a River. So go down Monday night, 7 o'clock, Tattered Cover in Lodo, and go listen to Enid. We're going to jump to Bob, Steve, and Jorge in just a minute. Thanks a lot, guys, for hanging on through this break. I really appreciate that. That's very nice of you, and I'll jump to you right here in a sec, because today is tax day, and we want to talk about taxes. The question I'm asking is, well, did you pay too much? Do you want to pay more? If you want, you can leave a tip, maybe in the envelope. I don't know. Maybe we'll get some extra services next year. But do you feel that we soak the rich here in the U.S., and conversely, do the poor need to pay more taxes? We'll talk here in a little bit about the idea of a social contract and basically how you might have to ante up at the table in order to play the game here in America. And I also appreciate Doug for taking about 5 minutes or so of his time with me off the air to talk consumption taxes and how it would work. And I'm going to go read some more about it because he had some really interesting things to say. And I appreciate that, Doug. I appreciate what you the knowledge that you imparted upon me, because there were some advantages and disadvantages to that consumption tax that I had not looked at. And there's some things that could be a lot of fun. So I appreciate that. Thanks a lot for listening. Let's get to the phones because talk show boys run his mouth enough. Let's talk to Bob in Arvada. Bob, thanks for calling AIM 1150 KNRC. How are you doing on tax day?
Pretty well. I just wanted to voice my opinion about the consumption tax.
Yeah, what do you think about consumption taxes?
I'm against flat taxes, and the reason I am is because basically since President Reagan was elected in 1980, mm-hmm. we've seen the government move away from, I think in 1970, the top tax bracket was 60%. If you made $10 million, you would be taxed 60%. They brought that down to about 28%. And since President Reagan was elected, the top 1%, the very wealthiest people in the country, have gone from having owning 17% of the assets to 34% of the assets. They've doubled their assets since deregulation under President Reagan. And at the rate that they're increasing their wealth, we will be moving toward an oligarchy or like when we were under Great Britain.
Yeah. And see, Robin, that does concern me, the idea that, you know, more and more money being consolidated in fewer hands. But it's, strangely enough, at the same time, some of the ranks of the rich have been growing, not nearly in the same rate, but, you know, the percentage of the people that are considered, quote, rich in the country has grown some. So some of us are making more money. But how do you think we can prevent the idea of all of the assets slowly being accumulated by a small share of individuals in the country? Is there anything that we really can do about that?
Well, I think the graduated income tax is one method. I mean, for instance, I remember very well when Boone Pickens bought out 14% of ARCO's stock, and he got the rumor going that he was going to buy out ARCO. And Time Magazine reported that the value of his stock, the 14%, because of that rumor, went up $900 million.
Wow.
He admitted he made over $200 million on that. And that's the sort of thing that goes on with the very wealthiest people. They make one phone call, and they can make millions and millions of dollars. And it just seems to me that when there's something like that that's going on, when you consider the fact that the Federal Reserve creates the money, and they give it to the member banks at the discount rate, which is in itself preferential treatment for the very wealthy, the bankers, at a half a percent or 1% interest rate, and they can loan that money out at anything, any rate they want to. For instance, if you get a Visa credit card at Target, they charge 19.9%.
Oh, yeah.
And if you charge $3,000 on that credit card and you pay the minimum amount, it will take you 20 years to pay it off, and you will have paid $10,000 in interest.
Oh, yeah. Credit cards are just like loan sharking, but legal. I mean, it really is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and under the Republicans, they've increased the amount that banks can charge in interest. And it just seems to me that when you consider the fact that when President Reagan was elected in 1980, there were 16 billionaires in this country, and Forbes magazine now reports there are something like 290.
Now, you know what's funny about that, Bob? When you look at that number, the idea that there are more and more, and that's one of the numbers that I always look at when people say that we are unfairly soaking the rich, that sooner or later people don't want to make more money. We're not getting less billionaires. Nobody out there is saying, oh, can I please make more money this year, or less money this year? Nobody that is making these giant contracts is saying, you know, I can't take that much money next year because the tax burden, that really hurt me. I mean, I've been watching the professional sports contracts. I've been watching record contracts. I haven't seen a single sports player go, man, you know, I made $15 million last year and my tax burden just killed me. Can I please make $5 million this year because that would be easier on my family to pay? Nobody's doing that.
No, of course they wouldn't, but... You know, the fact is that the middle class is shrinking, and we're having to work more and more hours for the wealthy. For instance, Walmart, when they got the deal from the city that the city was going to give them, I think, $2 million in tax breaks if they built the Walmart there at Alameda and Federal, they also are going to use eminent domain to condemn property. Now, if that isn't welfare for the rich, I mean, the Walton family is the richest family in the world, and it just seems to me that we need to keep our graduated income tax when you consider all these things. I mean, the very basis, the very foundation of our system isn't a market. It is not a market economy. It's an economy that's built by the Federal Reserve and the creation of wealth by the Federal Reserve, given out to the banks, and it's a trickle-down. I think when you consider that, we need to keep the graduated income.
Yeah, see, Bob, I think there is a point that we do need to keep the graduated income tax, and thanks a lot for the phone call. I like the flat tax idea with the exception of either ends, which unfortunately probably falls back into the graduated tax, because I think a flat income tax rate could make a lot of sense for the middle of the country. Yes, I would dump off the bottom end of the country because I don't think they're making enough and I want to put more money into their pocket. And yes, I would actually charge the rich more. And I'm sorry that that shocks a lot of people because I do believe that there is an idea of a social contract. And we'll get to that here in a few minutes about that social contract and how I think it affects how you need to pay taxes. And for Bob and a bunch of other people out there, keep listening because I'm going to tell you how much we as individuals pay in taxes and how much those corporations pay in taxes. You might be surprised when you look at who's paying what. We always talk about the idea that, oh my gosh, more than 50% of the personal income tax revenue has been paid by the top 5 or 10% of the earners in this country. Let's break that down even further. Let's look at individual income tax returns versus corporate tax returns and how much they're paying. We'll look at that in a second here. But first, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Steve in Louisville. And Jorge, hang on. We're going to get to you in just a second. Steve, thanks for hanging through the news. I appreciate it. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Bill. Hey. I think there's a dangerous trend going on here.
Yeah.
And the dangerous trend is that the rich people are paying an increased portion of all income taxes, of all individual income taxes. In 1980, the richest 1% paid less than one-fifth of all income taxes, and now they pay more than one-third. The top 10% in 1980 paid less than one-half of the taxes. Now the top 10% pays more than two-thirds of all the taxes. Now, going to the bottom group, the bottom 50% of income level now pay less than 4%. So what that problem is that the bottom 4%, they don't care about tax increases because they aren't going to pay it. They're not ever going to be responsible for it. It's always going to be laid on to the rich people. That's point one. Point two is during the Reagan administration, where they actually had tax rate cuts, nothing went down. The richest 1%'s portion of taxes continually went up. Their taxes themselves went up. Everything went up, even though there was a tax rate cut. It was not a tax cut. It was a tax rate cut. And that may be the situation we have here. The rich got richer because they had more money that they didn't give to the government.
Okay, but do you think that's, do you think that it's a bad idea that the rich are paying such a high, you know, percentage of the income tax rates in this country?
I don't know whether it's a trend. I mean, it's a trend where their portion is higher and it's going up continually. I don't know whether it's a bad idea because they're getting richer. What is a bad idea is that the bottom half are continually paying less. So they have no stake in taxes.
Well, I don't think they don't have any stake, because that would assume that the bottom half only stays at the bottom half. And that's the fun part, and that's when I talk about it, and we'll talk about this a little bit with you right now, the idea of the social contract here in America. Now, because it is America, I feel that the most appropriate analogy would be that of a casino, that literally there is a price when you step up to that table at the casino. There is a price to play the game 9 times out of 10. So I think there is a price to play the economic game in the U.S., and you can hit, you know, red 27 on the roulette wheel, and you can cash out and make a ton of money. But the price for admission, there's a cover charge. And that cover charge is going to be that if you make all that money, that you're going to have to pay an extra burden of the taxes, because the people on the tail end of it can't afford to make up that kind of money. And if we looked at it and we said, you know, the idea, again, if we were looking around and saying, okay, who do we want to, if we were a police enforcement agency and say, you know, if we're going after drugs, we're going after arms, who do you want to stop? You want to stop the guy that has the most drugs, the most arms, the most money. So if you want the taxes, you got to go to the guys that have the money. I mean, you're not going to be able to make up the money by getting the people that have none.
You're right. But the people who have none have... they don't care about raising taxes. The taxes to them are nothing because they don't pay it.
See, I disagree. I think there are some.
They have a vote. That's the other thing. They have a huge majority of the vote, and so they can vote for any taxes they want anytime they want because they're not going to be responsible for them.
Well, yes and no, but we don't get to vote on taxes except under Tabor here in Colorado. When the federal government decides to raise or lower taxes, they don't ask us. I didn't get asked.
No, you vote for taxes when you vote for the politicians. When you put a Democrat in, you know that you're going to get increased taxes. When you put a Republican in, you know that you're going to get reduction in taxes.
Yeah. Now,
so it's, you vote by representation.
Now, if I wanted to do, though, but do you also not vote somewhat tangentially? You vote based on pocketbook, based on how you can get the person elected. If I'm a rich person and I can write a check, you know, my $2,000 personal contribution, if I can write that check to the contribution and help my guy get elected and lower my taxes, I think, you know, there's an argument there that it's almost a weighted vote at times.
That's not a weighted vote because there's more voters on the bottom half, plus there's all sorts of political action groups on all sides. It's not just the rich that control the politics. It's labor unions, it's teachers' unions, it's environmental groups.
Yeah, but the labor, but I mean, Steve, honestly, the labor unions aren't poor. Neither is the teachers' union. They're not poor. They're not on food stamps.
They're not poor, but their stake is in taxing the rich. You'll never see a labor union not pay their taxes.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, you'll never see a labor union not paying their taxes, but I
no,
doubt
not
that.
Not favoring taxes.
Oh, not favoring taxes? I don't know.
Tax increase, but they don't pay.
I don't know. I think the people that in labor unions do pay. I mean, if I'm working at a labor job, I'm still paying taxes. And
you're paying taxes, but you're not paying at the rate that the rich people are. The rich people are paying a tremendous portion of this. The top 10% pay more than 2/3 of all taxes.
Okay, and the good question I come back to then is, how is that wrong? I mean, what is the fundamental principle that says that is incorrect? If, again, I'm operating, and this is where, you know, I'm kind of shaping the debate, if I'm operating off the premise that there is a social contract inside of America, that to play this wonderful game that we have invented, there's a cover charge at the door. And that cover charge is, if you get the most money, then you're going to have to pay a little bit more of it back.
Right, but are you going to let people in free?
No.
They're into it free. The bottom half are almost free.
Almost free, but not free. Yeah, almost free, but not free.
A whole lot of people are free. A lot of people actually get an income tax credit.
Income tax credits, yeah, but they still go out and they still purchase.
They get more money back than all the taxes that they paid during the entire year for everything.
In some cases, yes, but they're also out there purchasing clothes, and they're also out there buying gas for cars, or they're buying, you know, they're going on the, you know, RTD. They're also, you know, spending money at the grocery store. They are actually contributing to the tax base based on sales taxes, and that's where some of the stuff that Doug was saying earlier about the consumption tax does have some merit, because then based on how much you use, you actually have a tax burden. There are some downsides as far as a consumption tax. But Steve, I really appreciate the phone call. It was some good points. I want to get to Jorge. You're on a cell. Man, Jorge, you fell off and you're back. I've got this break sitting here. You're next up, okay? Bob, you're after him. 303-382-1150. Got a couple of lines open. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. I want to talk to you today about tax day. Do you think that you paid too much? Do you want to pay more taxes? Do you think that here in the country we soak the rich? And do you think I'm just full of hot air when I talk about the idea of a social contract here in the U.S.? This is kind of like a giant casino game that basically there's a cover charge at the door if you want to pay. And so if you want access to this game, you come in with the under. I'm not asking you for your money down right now, but you come in with the understanding that if you get rich, you're going to have to pay a little bit more, because the people on the lower end, they need some help. I mean, is there this social contract, or should we just open the doors and say it's a free-for-all? You know, do with it as you must. 303-382-1150. We're going to take your phone calls right after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
The talk doesn't stop on AM 1150 on weekends. We are live and local all day Saturday and Sunday. Listen for John Jack Demesterton, Ezzie Cortez, and Darren Copeland beginning at 8 a.m. Sundays, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC, where you can hear both sides talk.
The Lamont Opera Theater Program of the University of Denver presents Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, April 15th through 18th. The Marriage of Figaro is sung in Italian with super titles in English. Lamont Opera Theater's Marriage of Figaro will be produced in the glorious June Swainer Gates Concert Hall on the southwest corner of East Islip and South University Boulevard. Plenty of parking is free with a ticket in the parking garage just south of the building. Tickets range from $8 to $25, with performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, with a 2:30 matinee on August 18th. Don't miss Mozart's most beloved opera, The Marriage of Figaro, April 15th through 18th, in the Gates Concert Hall on the DU campus. Your tickets can be reserved by calling the Lamont box office at 303-871-7720, go to Ticketmaster at 303-830-TIXS, or online at Ticketmaster.com. Mozart's Marriage of Figaro and DU's Lamont Opera Theater Program.
Leadership. Bring it into your life now. From the people who define leadership in America today, KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th, from 8 to 4 p.m. at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prizes and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks have been in the red on Wall Street today with about 40 minutes left. Before the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points right now at 10,367. And the NASDAQ has been especially hard hit today, down 25 points, now below 2,000 at 1999. Technology stocks have been leading this decline despite a fresh batch of strong earnings today. Investors are still concerned about inflation and the possibility of higher interest rates as a result. And fears of a supply crunch fueled a rise in oil prices today. The price of crude oil closed above $37 a barrel following 2 days of declines. First, it was Disney and Coke. Now, CalPERS is taking on Apple Computer. The biggest U.S. pension fund says it withhold votes for the company's entire board of directors at Apple. They blame the board for failing to implement a shareholder-approved proposal of expensing stock options. Wall Street's waiting for results from IBM after the bell. They're expecting an 18% increase in earnings compared to last year. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
NBC Tonight, The Apprentice finale is here. For 13 weeks we've heard,
you're fired.
You're fired.
I have to say,
you're fired.
But tonight, we'll finally hear,
you're hired.
the two-hour Apprentice Finale event. Live, all the former contestants will be back. And no matter what you've heard, only one person in America knows who wins. The Donald.
This is not a game. This is business.
The Live Apprentice Finale. After a full hour of friends, NBC Tonight.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We need to, as a Congress, come together to simplify our tax laws, to make it easier for law-abiding citizens to comply with those laws, rather than to make the tax code increasingly complex and convoluted. The income tax laws have become increasingly complicated and difficult, leaving most Americans the necessity of having to hire professional help to come in and help them just to simply comply with the law.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Oh, how true. 129 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. She will return on Monday, and we're talking about the tax code. You know, you hear that all the time. The tax code is becoming more and more complex. I've yet to find a single damn person that we elect that ever actually follows up and tries to simplify the tax code. None of them. Absolutely none of them. You know, it's a lot like term limits. I think Bob Schaefer here in Colorado is the only one that I can remember honoring a term limit that he actually said that he was going to have before the campaign. He only served the number of terms he told us to. Today, Tancredo comes out and says, fourth term. You know, I have more work to do, got a little more stuff to do. Scott McGinnis, who I knew, I met him on his very first campaign run, and he's a great guy. Even he soured on that one. I don't know. I mean, I don't have much hope thinking that our elected officials are actually going to clean up the tax code anytime soon. And we're going to talk to Jorge here on a cell phone. You can talk to us, too, about the tax code, 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Did you pay too much today? Do you want to pay more? And what would you pay more for? Would you pay more taxes if we could get universal health care coverage? Would you pay more taxes if we could clean up all these damn roads in Colorado? You know, how many potholes did you hit in the last week? We'd clean all those up. Would you pay more? Better security. This war on terrorism is supposed to be in full swing right now. Would you pay more if they could actually start searching the cargo planes at the airport? If they could search the large cargo containers at the borders when they came in the ports? Would you want them to do that? Would you pay more taxes for that? 303-382-1150. We're talking about taxes today. Jump to Jorge on a cell phone. Jorge, thanks for calling back and waiting some more. And I apologize, I haven't been able to get to you. How you doing today?
Pretty good, Bill. It's such good. A nice thing to hear you again.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice as well. It's really nice. We haven't been able to chat in a while, Jorge.
Yes, I know. Billy, I got a question.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily, at least directly relates to what you're talking about.
Oh, sure. No, go ahead.
And that is that we keep saying that a lot of our taxes are going to pay for the interest on the national debt.
Yeah.
Now, help me with this. Who are we paying this interest to?
Well, it depends on, see, this is the thing, and this is so convoluted. It depends on how we've issued securities and where we've borrowed money from. Some of them are from banks. Some of them are from other countries, like when Saudi Arabia can come in and buy a bunch of treasury bills and a bunch of other things. And so other countries, because they know that pretty much the federal government's not going to go broke, per se, they invest some money, and that's where we get a lot of that refinancing. That's where some of the prices as far as T-bills and other securities go up and down. And so that's part of it. And the idea is that then we have some of these loans that are taken through all sorts of different venues, some of them banks, some of them other financial institutions, some of them from countries, some of them, strangely enough, from individual personal investors. And the weird thing based on how the debt sits, and again, this is a thumbnail sketch, and I've probably forgotten more than I really care to from like my economy 300 class in college, but we're looking at basically the theory that when we look at debts and everybody says, well, how come debts are bad? And the idea is then you're beholden to a lot of other organizations and they can call those debts due depending on how they're written at any point in time. The example would be, let's say that Saudi Arabia, for some reason, we implement a proposal or say something to Saudi Arabia that they don't like.
Or Israel.
Yeah, or Israel.
So
Israel's
a
great...
Yep,
Israel's a great example, Jorge. And what they could do then is they could turn around and they could dump some of the securities and some of the other things that we have. And by dumping that, it then can actually harm the U.S. economy because it has to do with supply and demand. That obviously if there's more supply, then demand is suppressed a little bit and also price of that is suppressed. So that's basically how it comes. Imagine if you were holding like an IOU for $10 to me, and you turned around and I said, hey, I'm going to pay you in like 3 years, Jorge, you'll get your $10 back. You turned around today and said, instead of the $10, I want $7 today, and
exactly.
Flopping that on the table. Because I would have to pay that $7 today, that's kind of where you end up. And so that's where the impact is.
Exactly. And I really appreciate the very, very intensive class of economics that you just gave.
I try, but it's even then, I'm missing a lot of it.
That is exactly what the problem is with our society. We owe a lot of money to a lot of people that at the same time we're turning around giving them loans.
Yeah.
Now we talk about taxes. There's only one way how this government is going to get this money, and that's by squeezing it as much as possible from the ones that allow themselves to be squeezed because they don't have the means or the capacity to take the money to the Bahamas, like Halliburton, to take the money outside this country, or to have all kinds of protection.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That is you and I.
Yep, and it is. And you know what the weird thing is we talk about the idea of, you know, where the rich are paying and how much, and everybody focuses on the percentage that the rich individuals in this country are paying. And I had Joe Anderson do some research. I said, Joe, I don't know about this number. Can you find this out for me? I said, look at what percentage of all the tax revenue that the federal government takes in, what percentage of that comes from individual tax returns, and what percentage of that comes from corporate tax returns? Now, again, when the corporations are paying taxes, they do pay a lot of money because they, you know, they make a lot of money. So they do have a lot of money, but when you look at percentages, how much you and I are paying to finance the government and how much the corporations are paying to finance the government, guess what, Jorge? You and
exactly.
I, last year,
exactly.
we amounted to 82.5% of the total fiscal revenue.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Corporations were 7.1%. So corporations paid less than 10% of the total tax revenue that was taken in by the government.
Exactly. And you see, and you don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican to argue this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact is that this government of Mr. Bush has allowed organizations like Halliburton, and I'm not just picking on one. I lost
you. Yeah. No, I'm here with you.
Oh, okay. To put the money offshore.
Yeah.
Away, and yet, they, not just Halliburton, many of them are making huge amounts of profit.
Yep.
But they don't pay a penny.
They
and
are.
And it will never appear in the statistics.
Yeah. In fact, at the General Accounting Office, they talk about what federal, what foreign corporations and U.S. controlled corporations make. And they say that the strange thing is that the majority of the corporations that reported no tax liability, more U.S. controlled companies actually said they had no tax liability than the foreign controlled companies. So
exactly.
The guys that are here within America are actually
exactly.
saying that they don't have the money. And the weird thing, Jorge, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. I've got to get running. I'm right up against the wall as far as a break. But the really strange things, and I couldn't realize this one until I found the statistic today, that Enron, you know, we all know the failed energy business, Enron, they claimed to Wall Street, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, they claimed, and I can find the exact year if we need to in a second, they claimed they made $3.5 billion. They told Wall Street and their shareholders they made $3.5 billion. When they filed their IRS tax returns, they claimed they lost $3 billion. So which is it? Did you know that what the corporations tell the IRS is not the same thing they have to tell Wall Street? They can tell one group one thing and one group the other? Yeah, that made a lot of sense to me, too. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. Want to know about taxes. Would you want to pay more taxes? What would you pay more for? Universal health care? Better roads? better security. This war on terrorism is supposed to be in full swing right now. If we could basically tighten up the border patrols, start searching all the cargo containers that came into the ports, and make sure we search all the cargo planes, would you pay more taxes for that? I want to know. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150, KNRC. And now we're going to talk to the man that I have heard actually incorporated himself and moved his home office off the shores in the Bahamas just to try to avoid tax liability. It is Tim McLaughlin Incorporated.
That would be the way to go, wouldn't it?
I would love to do a limited partnership with you. I'll go in on that.
Well, we'll talk after the show.
Okay, good. I'll call you. What's going on in news?
Partly cloudy, 70 degrees right now. The jury in the Michael Blagg trial has gotten the murder case. We'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound Havana at I-70, the latest accident coming in from the city streets. Everything around town moving along in very, very good shape. Reminder about some rock scaling work along I-70 in both directions at Georgetown. Work will continue until about 5 o'clock this afternoon. And when they do need to close some lanes down there on either side of I-70, the closure should last about 20 minutes apiece. Ever get the feeling that airlines pick their fares with a dartboard? Alaska Airlines is proud to announce Common Sense fares, cheaper, simpler, and with fewer restrictions across the board. Visit AlaskaAir.com. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The jury in the Michael Blagg murder trial has started deliberating. The defense wrapped up their closing arguments this morning, which included reading a suicide note written by Michael Blagg 4 months after the disappearance of his wife and daughter. Blagg is accused of murdering his wife and dumping her body in a dumpster. The couple's daughter has never been found. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. The Environmental Protection Agency has said that Denver's air must improve. While the EPA noted that Denver's air quality has improved, it still needs to be cleaner. Colorado was one of 31 states to get that message. The LoJack anti-theft system may have helped Denver police break up a car theft ring. Police were able to locate a truck thanks to the anti-theft system. And when they found the stolen truck, they found another stolen vehicle as well. Police were able to arrest 6 suspects believed to be part of a car theft ring. Just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 1:39.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, knrcradio.com. knrcradio.com. And then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live and work together every day, so I have to look at Judy's face a lot.
You don't think I get a little sick of your puss? That's why we leave the care of our faces to the wonderful staff of Denver Skin Aesthetics.
Their experienced nurses and medical estheticians are supervised by board-certified plastic surgeons. They provide full skin care services, and unlike spas and salons, they can medically evaluate and treat everything from acne to wrinkles and age spots.
How about injectables? Denver Skin Aesthetics offers Botox and the newest in cosmetic facial fillers, collagen, Restylane, and Radiance. Buy a unit of one of these fillers and they will store any leftovers for future touch-ups for free.
Mention Style Matters Live and KNRC, and Denver Skin Aesthetics will give you 10% off your first filler and 20% off your first Botox treatment.
You lucky listener, you. Call Denver Skin Aesthetics today at 303-830-7200. That's 303-830-7200.
Denver Skin Aesthetics, making you a better you. Why wait any longer to look better?
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days thanks to an area of high pressure down in the Mississippi Valley. We'll top out around 74 for our high, and then tonight with fair skies, drop into the low 40s. It'll be mostly sunny again tomorrow, a high of 73, 72 on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
70 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all
all our style needs, and we'll meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Recently, Jimmy Lakey was spotted in the People's Republic of Boulder. Where will he be next? Where will we send Enid? How about Doug? The one Denver radio station that doesn't stay in the studio for the newsmakers to come to them. We go where the newsmakers are. AM 1150, KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We have a deficit in our budget. Why are we forced to pay and the wealthy keep their tax breaks? Tax the rich! Tax the rich! Tax the rich!
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
I don't know. Does it lose something when you have to start your own chants at pep rallies? Does that lose something there when you have to start it up yourself? I don't know. Seems always more effective when it's spontaneous from the crowd. I don't know. But is that what we need to do here on AM 1150 KNRC? Do we need to start a movement to tax the rich some more? Do you think that we soak the rich in this country? Hi, I'm Bill Thorpe. I'm filling in for Enid Goldstein. She's going to be back on Monday. And if you've been missing Enid, don't worry. She'll have lunch with you on Monday. And she'll even have dinner with you, provided you go down to the Lodo Tattered Cover Monday, 7 o'clock. She's going to be leading the One Book, One Denver public discussion about Leif Anger's piece Like a River. You're going to have to bring your own dinner, though. Sorry, she's not going to provide it, nor is the tattered cover. But you can join Enid just after dinner time, about 7 o'clock on Monday, and she'll be back on Monday, and I appreciate her letting me have this chance to fill in for her. So, oh yeah, plenty of places. Joe Anderson's on plenty of places to eat on the mall. You can always come down here, spend some of that hard-earned money that maybe wasn't taxed that you didn't send off to Uncle Sam down here at one of the local businesses and improve the economy. Yes, your small way of giving back. Maybe you could do that. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. We're going to jump to the phone calls. We're talking about taxes. Did you think you paid too much? Do you want to pay more? Do you think that we soak the rich in this country? And what would you pay more taxes for? Universal health care? Is that worth it? Better roads. Fix all those potholes. Get this darn T-Rex thing cleaned up a little faster. Would you pay more for that? What about better security? We're worried about the war on terror. Would you want to be able to pay more taxes in order to make sure that we have the National Guard watching the borders? To make sure that we search each and every cargo shipment that comes through our ports? To make sure we get people down at DIA to check cargo planes as they come in and out? Is that something you'd want to do? Would you pay more taxes for that? It's a rough question, isn't it? We're going to talk to Gary on a cell phone. He called us at 303-382-1150. Gary, thanks for hanging out on your cell phone. How are you doing today on tax day?
I'm doing fine. I hope you are, too.
And not too bad. You know, thanks to my lovely wife, she trained me very early on that basically once you get all the tax documents, because I'm a moron and I lose them rather quickly, that she told me that I had to pay them right away. So did that. And so when tax day comes up, it's actually a breath of relief because I've done that long, long, long past, a couple months ago.
Good deal.
So it's kind of nice. So what's on your mind about taxes?
Well, you were talking about corporate taxes and
yeah.
The fact that they pay a very small amount of the total tax revenue
yeah.
that comes in.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure how to explain this exactly, but I've heard the argument made, and it made sense to me, that corporations, even the ones that pay taxes, really do not pay taxes. They just simply collect taxes from the people that spend money on their corporation, whether it's people buying Gerber baby food or anything else, and pass that tax on to the government.
Yeah, that doesn't
make
sense.
That if you raise corporate taxes, you're just raising prices on consumers.
Yeah, I can see that, and there is a point to that, because absolutely, that corporate taxes will eventually, you know, a portion of them will be passed on to the consumer just like they are now, that if their cost of business goes up, then they absolutely will be forced to pass them along to the consumer. But there are certain times in which I think that based on the competition inside of America, that it doesn't hold true. I think that it would hold true in things like, you know, cable companies and some of these other protected monopolies, but one of the easiest examples we can look at as far as how supply and demand keep some of this in check is currently prices of milk. Are supposed to be astronomical, but because milk is one of those commodities that you have to go into the grocery store to buy, it's one of those, I've done lots of research and marketing because grocery stores to me, it's because I'm a dork, but they're fascinating because of how they're marketed and how they place products and where they place them and what colors they use and the fact that if you walk into any grocery store, one back corner is going to be milk, the other back corner is meat because those are the two things that people have to buy at the grocery store. So they force you to walk all the way through the store and then all the way back out. And so those are, I've been watching how they, you know, position grocery stores and eat one of those new grocery store that walks in, I'd look at those, and that's one of the things they looked at with milk, is they felt, you know, long way around the horn, that with the milk prices going up, that we were all going to be paying more for a gallon of milk, and we really aren't, because milk is such a competitive product right now that we don't end up paying a whole heck of a lot more. The company ends up eating a lot of this increase, which unfortunately means that, you know, some people aren't going to have as much income. Companies that are publicly traded aren't going to have as much dividends, and some people aren't going to be paid as much. But sometimes the corporations do eat it. But you're right, Gary, that eventually if we do have higher corporate taxes that, you know, that sure, some of it's going to be passed along to the consumer. But come on, with the number of corporations we have in the country, does it make sense that of the total tax revenue, they're paying 7% of all the money the government took in? Corporations contributed 7% of it, that you and I had to contribute 82% of the operating budget for the government? Does that really make sense to you, though?
No, actually, it doesn't. But the one system that I've been in and out of the car here, so I haven't heard your whole show, but I've heard you talk about the value-added tax, and I've heard other people talk about it before. That system seems the best to me, and it would almost be the same if you taxed corporations 100% of it and let them just pass it all on to the consumer.
Yeah, it almost would be.
I mean, it would do the same thing. So if you went and bought your gallon of milk or your Lexus, part of that money is going to be going to the federal government.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of it does.
You know, and
see, the value-added tax, and I had some of the discussion with Doug off the air a little bit, one of our callers, and he had a really interesting point about how, you know, consumption taxes, you know, really help out and how, you know, based on how we're consuming and the fact that you could even almost give a rebate to people on the lower end and saying, hey, if your income is X or below, then, you know, they actually get a rebate from the government either, you know, bi-monthly, you know, tri-monthly, maybe it's, you know, quarterly, maybe that it ends up being, you know, every 6 months. They would get some sort of a rebate check based on what they're spending back from the government, which is a real odd idea. But it was interesting as far as when Doug threw that in, that could be a way to almost balance out the system a little bit.
And, you know, and that to me seems like it would work on so many ways because, okay, right now the IRS has their problems with compliance. The people just flat out, okay, well, if you make money, unless you're just one of these people that want to stuff it under your mattress, you're going to spend it. And if you spend it, you're going to be paying your taxes on a value tax system.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where you spend it, you're going to be paying your tax. You know, no matter where you spend it in a business, or a product, you're going to be paying your taxes.
Yeah, even those strippers that you and I don't admit we want to visit every once in a while, Gary, even would have to pay that taxes.
You know, exactly.
Absolutely.
So that would take care of that problem. The only other point I had real quick, and I think that something like that, if everybody, except the ones at the very bottom of the pay scale, if everybody was paying something on their taxes, when you're, like you were just saying here, what would you be willing to pay more for?
Yeah.
Security, whatever. If you've got a system where a large number of people are not paying anything in taxes, that group of people are going to say, oh, sure, let's spend more on this, let's spend more on that.
Oh, sure.
Because they know very well it's not. They're not spending more on that.
Yeah, it's not going to cost them
more. It's not going to come out of their pocket at all. It's coming out of someone else's pocket, and that just doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, that doesn't. And so it does. The idea that, so I would not want to give everybody absolutely a vote on where you want to spend your taxes and how, but the consumption tax would be an interesting idea as far as how it would be funded and then where it could go. I would hate to think that we would have some sort of like a menu where we can sit there and click, 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 and, you know, kind of go down there and say, this is what I want to spend my money on. That's, I don't know if that's necessarily, because it's part of why we have a representative government. That's why, you know, we elect these guys in the suits and the ties to go to Washington and stand there in these boring committee meetings, because hopefully they're supposed to understand what we want and then spend our money that way, or maybe like the guy in Alaska and get the most pork you possibly can. I don't know if you guys saw that the guy in Alaska, he got, I think it was a bridge that was built across an area that only really serviced about two people. they spent about, you know, a couple $1 million building the bridge. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he did the best thing he possibly could for his constituency, but was that the best thing for the country? Kind of interesting. We're talking about taxes today, 303-382-1150. I'm up against time, so I've got to go. Gary, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. We're going to get to Topper and Edward and Kathy and your calls again after this, 303-382-1150. We're talking about taxes today. Do you want to pay more taxes? Do you think that here in the country we soak the rich? Do you feel those nasty poor people need to pay more taxes? And if we could pay more taxes, what would you want to pay more taxes for? Do you want universal health care? Do you want better roads? Better security. Now, there's an interesting idea when we're flushing the war on terror. We're going to talk about that when we get back. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Fucking just get you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com.
Hey, what do you have there?
Oh, this? It's a ticket to a singles party at Coors Field Summit Room. I got this as a bonus for signing up at that singles company called Cottonwood Connection. They're having this great spring membership drive, so all their memberships are half off. Plus, you get this ticket to this party at Coors Field.
Sounds interesting. Tell me more about Cottonwood Connection.
This singles company is the best I've seen so far. They simply help singles connect through a variety of fun events and activities, and also they have this great profiling system that you can view other people's videos right on your computer at home.
I bet they're expensive.
Not at all. They're a quality singles company, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg to join.
Well, I'm not a big baseball fan.
Oh, there you go again, making excuses to get out of something that is good for you. Come on, step out of your box and step into what you want in life.
Ooh, will you buy me cotton candy or a snow cone?
Hey, that's not going to look cool in front of the women at the party, dude.
Call Cottonwood Connection at 303-424-2300 or visit their website at cottonwoodconnection.com and take advantage of their half-off special and free ticket to the Coors Field party. That's 303-424-2300.
A woman charged her taxes in April, but didn't pay the bill until May. She used her credit card, buying herself some extra time to pay. You can do that now. All it took was a convenience fee and a toll-free call. It's fast, secure, and authorized by the IRS. And it's as easy as calling Official Payments Corporation at 1-800-2-PAY-TAX or visiting us online at officialpayments.com. Official Payments accepts Visa, American Express, and Discover payment cards.
Papa J's Italian Restaurant in Westminster says, do your part and please donate blood. This message from Papa J's Italian Restaurant, a family-owned and operated business where friends have gathered since 1975 for their authentic Italian cuisine. They have the best sauce around and mention you heard this ad and receive a 20% discount. Call in advance for carryout orders by dialing 303-427-1391. That's 303-427-1391 for Papa J's Italian Restaurant, located at the northeast corner of 75th and Sheridan in Westminster. Papa J's Italian Restaurant wishes everyone a safe, healthy, and prosperous New Year.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
My name is Lucy. I work for the CIA. We've decided to put Enid Goldstein into the Witness Protection Program.
I can't tell you where,
but it's somewhere in Canada, out of the reach of President Bush.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Republicans used to talk about lowering taxes, but they're quietly raising taxes every day, fees and property taxes.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
You know, I said I'd never be one of those hosts that wanders around here and yaps during the breaks, and sure enough, talk show boys talking to Gabby, one of our salespeople, about this wonderful sales opportunity that she's working on and some other stuff with the Diplomats Ball, but I digress, and of course, then Joe has to, hey, moron, you're back on the air. Hey, stupid. Thank you very much. Okay, well, it's 55 minutes after 1 o'clock, and yes, I'm the person that wasn't paying attention. Bill Thorpe here filling in for Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid will be back on Monday. I appreciate all your phone calls. I want to jump to the phones. We've got a few minutes left. Topper's been hanging on for a while, so I want to make sure we get to him. Topper, thanks for calling from Parker. How are you doing on this tax day?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Eh, not too bad.
Wait, so are strippers like milk a lost leader?
Yes, exactly. They are. They make sure, well, it's only the ones on the front stages. You know, you got to pay more for the shower shows and stuff like that, so that's what it is.
The champagne room?
Yes, exactly. That's where they make their money.
That's the milk. That's where the milk is.
It is.
You know, something people don't think about as far as corporations is the average business owner who has like an acre and a half and their stores on it. That would be me.
Yeah.
That property tax, whatnot, that comes up to about $60,000 right there.
Yep.
And that pays, I mean, and that's a lot of money. And that, you know, I'm putting a lot of kids through school, and no one, you know, who drives in and out of my store realizes that.
Yeah, you are. That's right. That's one of the reasons that people want to get, you know, businesses into their area and their region. You want to have those local stores. You don't want to only have houses because the property tax values, absolutely.
And, you know, the nature of a business like that is you're going to have two, you know, okay years and a crappy year and maybe another crappy year and then a home run, you know, a slamming year and a half or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the year that you make over $200,000, you need that money to pay off those past 2 years. I mean, you have to. That's why if I sell up my business, people have to look at 3 years and take an average of those 3 years. So for the government to just look at 1 year and rake you off that year, if they plan over $200,000,
yeah,
it's patently unfair. What do you think of that?
You know, I like that idea. I think you've got a really good point and something I really hadn't considered, Topper, because I do, now that you're saying that the things can go up and down, you know, both, you know, personally, but also, you know, even more so in the business realm.
They always do.
Yeah, that even, you know, from year to year, what you're in the smaller businesses, you know, from year to year going up and down, it'd make a heck of a lot more sense for me to kind of average it over 3 years than maybe take portions of it each and every year. I think you've got a really intelligent point there. Now, here's another thing I wanted to ask you, though, you know, because, again, private business owners and even, you know, those small business owners, I'm not as, you know, upset about. I'm really, one of the things that really kind of, you know, rankles my hide is some of the behavior of some of the larger publicly held corporations.
Yeah, I'm
with
them.
Yeah, and I look at that and I think, I mean, the figures that I saw today, Enron in 1 year reported $3.5 billion in profits to Wall Street. Then they turned around and filed their IRS tax reports and said they lost $3 billion. How the hell does that possibly make sense? I mean, shouldn't we somewhere say you got to use the same damn numbers? I mean, what, did we miss a meeting or something, Topper?
Yeah, it might start with the, you know, fixing the campaign fund, you know?
Yeah, and you know how well that's gone because everybody says yes until I get elected. Yeah. I know.
Some guy earlier was saying he doesn't realize that I got those property taxes, the estate taxes, then dividend taxes. Then taxes if I pay myself a salary besides my dividend.
Yeah.
And it's plenty, believe me.
Yeah, you do pay plenty. I just think, you know, some of the corporate, the whole share of what the business should be paying should be larger.
What about the fact that a lot of those corporations have a lot of stockholders?
See, that's a part of it, too, and unfortunately, I've got to leave it right there. The stockholders and how they tax the dividends, I'm not as always happy about, but the thing that really gets me is the idea that Topper, you yourself could not set up your business as a home office in the Bahamas. But if I have enough resources, if I'm a large enough corporation, I can do that. That to me is unfair. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to talk more about this. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC. Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. The CIA says it's probably the voice of the world's most wanted man, Osama bin Laden. Arab TV stations are now airing the new audio tape, which NBC's Jim Macedo says contains an offer for a truce with European nations if they stop backing the United States.
Some have suggested that this tape is an attempt by Osama bin Laden to drive a wedge, if you will, between Europe and the United States, specifically in terms of the war on terror, the U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, and again, specifically in Iraq, perhaps trying to scare certain European countries out of Iraq.
European leaders are rejecting the offer. An Iranian envoy is trying to negotiate an end to the standoff between U.S. and militia forces in Najaf. The Americans want to avoid attacking the Iraqi holy city. That's the news at this hour. I'll see you later on CNBC. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next, office supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel Pentium 4 processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor at 2.66 GHz for just $399 after a $50 instant discount. Monitor not included. Taxes extra. Order select systems today and get up to $200 off and free 3- to 5-day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 70 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The panel looking into the CU recruiting scandal has set up a tip line. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
On the ramp from University to southbound I-25, Tow Truck reporting a two-car accident there at the top of the ramp. Everything else around the freeway system moving along in very, very good shape. Couple of off-freeway problems for you. One at 4th and Colorado Boulevard, an accident involving three cars. Another one at Smith Road in Quebec out by the old Stapleton Airport project. New accident just coming into us, West Kentucky Avenue and Federal Boulevard. Subway introduces four new fresh salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb control dressings. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, a nationwide toll-free tip line has been set up by the panel investigating the recruiting scandal at the University of Colorado. Commissioner Peggy Lamb explains why the tip line was created.
We don't want to wait and draft our report and then have someone say afterwards, if you only knew. So you have a responsibility, you the public, to call this number. We've spent a lot of time getting this up so that you can have input into this process.
Since 1997, 10 women say they've been raped by Buffs football players or recruits. This report brought to you by Lohmann's. The LoJack broke up a hijack. Denver police say they may have broken up a car theft ring thanks to the help of a LoJack anti-theft system. Police say someone stole June Rodea's Dodge truck while she was on a lunch break from her teaching job Monday. Police were able to locate the stolen truck thanks to the LoJack device, which allows police to track a stolen vehicle within 40 minutes of a theft. When officers arrived, they found one suspect stripping the truck's wheels. Another stolen vehicle, which had already been stripped, was found at that location. Police arrested the suspect and eventually five others believed to have been part of a car theft ring. Denver police say this is the second time a LoJack system has helped them shut down a chop shop or car theft ring. All six suspects being held in the Denver County Jail, facing numerous charges of felony theft. The jury in the Michael Black murder trial is deliberating the case today. The jury got the case just before noon after the defense wrapped up its closing arguments. Black is accused of killing his wife in November of 2001, could get life in prison without parole if convicted. In sports, the Colorado Rockies wrapping up their three-game homestand against the Arizona Diamondbacks this afternoon. Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars coming back to Denver for Game 5 of their best-of-seven playoff series on Saturday. It's an unusual day today for the Denver Nuggets. The team held a practice following the conclusion of the regular season. That's because they're in the playoffs for the first time since 1995. That year, they made the postseason as an eighth seed, which is, again, the case this time around. Denver coach Jeff Bezdelic says the Nuggets will have no margin for error when they face top seed Minnesota.
We're going to have to be rock solid in our effort and defensively, offensively, do a great job on the boards, just make big plays. I mean, we have to do all those things. We have to really be at our very, very best to have a chance to win.
Denver jumps back into the playoff picture this weekend when they meet the top seed Timberwolves in Minnesota. What appears to be a lopsided matchup on paper may be mitigated by some history. In 1995, the Nuggets shocked the top seed Seattle Supersonics, and the Wolves have yet to win a playoff series. Get set for spring at Lohmann. Save up to 65% off department store prices, new designer arrivals, women's and men's sportswear, shoes, and accessories. Lohmann's in the Centennial Promenade, Englewood. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey, and I'd like to tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado. Nationally, they're celebrating their 100th year of service, and you can help them celebrate by making a difference. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters in many ways. For instance, did you know that by donating your car, you can help provide one-to-one mentoring for over 4,000 of Colorado's kids in need. These kids really need your help, and it's easy to do. Your car or truck is a great tax deduction, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will tow your vehicle at no expense to you. Even if your car or truck can't be driven, the salvage value makes a huge difference. If you don't have a car to donate, cash is also welcome with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They also accept most boats, RVs, trailers, and motorcycles. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has touched many people in Colorado and across the nation, and possibly someone you know personally. So join the celebration. Donate today. Call them at 303-433-3666 and tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to call. 303-433-3666. Celebrate 100 years of service. Support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days thanks to an area of high pressure down in the Mississippi Valley. We'll top out around 74 for our high, and then tonight with fair skies, drop into the low 40s. It'll be mostly sunny again tomorrow, a high of 73, 72 on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
71 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
Oh, I'm not Enid. No, not today. I tried. I kept falling off in the heels. I actually bumped my head earlier, so I just can't do that today. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. She is going to return on Monday. And if you've missed her, join her for lunch between noon and 3 and on Monday, and then you can also see her just after your dinner hour. At 7 o'clock, she is going to be down at the Tattered Cover in Lodo. She's going to be part of the One Book, One Denver public discussion. They're going to take a look at Leif Enger's book, Peace Like a River. So I'm trying to get to that. It's like two books away, so I'm trying to get to it. It's a good thing I don't have to lead the discussion because I would have been doing a lot of cramming or doing cliff notes or trying to see if there's a movie made of that on Monday. But Enid, she's worked her way through that book. So she'll be down there talking with you about Leif Enger's book, Peace Like a River, Monday the 19th at 7 p.m. Today is the 15th of April, and yes, we all know what that day means. It's tax day. 2:08 here in the afternoon, 303-382-1150 is the phone number. And we're talking taxes. I don't know if you thought that you paid too much. Do you want to pay more taxes? What would you pay more taxes for? Would you want to see universal health care? Better roads? Hey, we're in the middle of this war on terror. Would you pay more taxes for better security? What would you want to have? And what about those corporations? Are they paying their fair share? Between 1996 and 2000, more than 60% of U.S. corporations paid no taxes at all. We're talking about that with you, 303-382-1150. Chuck's on a cell phone. We want to talk to him about taxes. Chuck, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How are you doing on this tax day?
Well, as good as I can do, considering it's April 15th.
I know. What's on your mind about taxes?
Well, let me tell you. You know, I started out with nothing, okay? I used to be a trash man, put myself through college. Now I own a couple of companies, have about 20 employees.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, I'm starting to lose my incentive to work hard, which is typically a 70 to 80 hour work week just to maintain the businesses, because I am taxed. I don't care if I sneeze, I get taxed. And that sort of mentality I've noticed in a lot of small business owners where you work your butt off and you get penalized for being successful. And that is the exact reason this country was started, is that we were overtaxed. And if you're asking me, I will tell you we are overtaxed substantially. The waste is incredible. Being a small business owner, I watch these companies that spend money like it's going out of style. If they just would have a little, you know, if they think things through, they'd save a lot of money, including the government. But I'm telling you, losing the incentive is a bad thing for a guy like me, because if I shut things down, there's 20 people that just lost their jobs because I can't keep up with the amount of tax that I have
now, to
pay.
This is an interesting one, Chuck, and this is the thing is, I think there are a couple of things, and I want to talk to you a bit about this, because there's a couple of things with you being the small business owner, and would you put yourself based on income in the top 25% earners in the country?
Whatever, where would that put me?
Top 25%, I think, would break down about $75,000 or more as far as income a year.
Yes, I'd be above.
Okay.
I'd be in the top 25.
Okay, then I think that's fair enough. We don't have to go any further than that. I just don't want, you know, in case anybody recognizes your voice, don't you tell me how much you're making
or anything else.
I just want to keep you there. So what I look at is the idea of, I think there are two different arguments. One is the burden that we place on small businesses, and the other is the burden that we place on income earners. And for me, it's a little bit different. I think that we put way too much emphasis as far as taxes on small business owners, when people that have more resources, not people, but corporations that have more resources, are able to skirt tax laws. So I think that unfairly, small business owners carry more of the corporate tax burden than really they need to. On the converse side, I do think that people that make a lot of money, that like yourself, started with nothing and are able to basically make more money, I think that there is almost like a, I keep saying it's like a cover charge. When you come in the door into the American economic system, you know that in order to get rich, that you're going to have to, you know, basically if you get rich, you're going to have to pay a little bit more than what would be an equitable share back, because you basically have, you know, you've hit it. You've been the ones that've been the winners. So I think there's a little bit two divergent themes there, and I want to talk to you a little bit about it, because I think, at least based on your initial statements, I think a lot of your stress seemed to come from the taxes that you're paying based on a small business owner. When you're talking about every time you sneeze, you turn around and you're taxed.
That's right, and I got to tell you, a lot of people say, "Oh, you don't pay enough in tax," and I say, "Well, you don't, unless you work for yourself, you really don't understand when you have to send in those quarterly payments, which people on salaries don't have to do.
Yep.
And when you get taxed on personal property tax, which is what Governor Owens ran on, that he was going to eliminate that.
Yep.
I'm paying quadruple tax on the same money, and I pay taxes on the new computers I buy every year since I work out of the house. I get to pay personal property tax on top of my regular property tax. That's one most people don't know about.
Ooh, that's
nasty. So you have to pay tax. Get this. You got to pay tax on the money you earn. Then you get to pay tax when you buy the thing. Then you get to pay personal property tax for as long as you own that equipment. And it's just absurd. And when you pay tax like that and you're getting taxed all over the place, you lose your incentive. Guys like me lose incentive. Other people lose their jobs. And it's a bad scenario that we're getting into.
See, and that's the part that I absolutely agree with you, that what we do based on how we're taxing businesses is incredibly onerous. I think that...
I mentioned the self-employment tax.
I mean...
I get taxed just because I work for myself.
Yeah, just because you... And that, to me, seems kind of stupid, that you get taxed just because you... And the reason is, and that I have a little bit of experience in this, is a good friend of mine actually is a hairdresser. So, you know, what she does is she goes out and she purchases, you know, her booth space at the, you know, at the job site. And then she talks to me all the time about the idea of paying taxes and how she has to pull some of that money out, and how you really don't, you know, with that money coming out of your check each and every week, you don't really notice it until you have to write those quarterly payment checks.
That's right.
And then realize, oh, my Lord, they're taking... What, from me?
Well, the only way to get people to really understand how much they're taxed is if we paid a tax on everything. You buy a soda pop, and you pay for the soda pop, and then pay tax on it. And once you start doing it that way, I think people will realize the amount of waste there is. Because when you say, would you pay more taxes for this, that, the other?
Yeah.
If you ask me, I think there's plenty of money out there. It is so misspent and so misrepresented. It scares me. If I ran my business the way government runs.
Oh, sure. We'd all be out of business. Oh, yeah. You'd be out of business because they're unresponsive and they waste money. And one of the things that Topper was saying, and we'll kind of dovetail off of that, Chuck, is the idea that, you know, how taxes are accrued and how you pay them as far as small businesses. And one of the things I was talking to him about was the idea that, unfortunately, small business owners like yourself who are employing 20 people and it's, you know, money here spent inside of Colorado, or we go to a larger corporation, something like, just for argument's purposes, use Lucent Technologies, something that's based in New Jersey, but they do have some offices here, but they've shaved off, I want to say it's almost 50% of their workforce here in Colorado, if not a little bit more, over the past 2 or 3
that's
years.
Correct.
They don't have, you know, the same investment in the community, the same investment in the people. They're not here. But Lucent Technologies, if they want, have the resources to hire some of the high-powered tax attorneys. They can take advantage of, you know, moving their money around. They can invest in other places. They also can move some of their offices offshores and take advantage of those loopholes that you can't. I mean, you cannot run your business, you know, from the Bahamas or from Mexico. You can't open up a home office down there. But people that have more money, it's almost, I almost look at it this way, that think of it like a giant teeter-totter. And I think that as far as our seesaw, that when we look at individual taxes, that, yeah, we're tipping it so that the income generators, the people that are making the most, they're paying more. But then we tip it the opposite direction when we look at small businesses versus large corporations, that unfortunately the small businesses, the people on the lower end of the scale, end up paying more of their fair share. And I don't know what we can do to rectify that, because absolutely, Chuck, when you're turning around and you're buying a computer for your business, not only then, you know, you're going to have to pay for that, then you're paying taxes on that, and because you add it to your business, you pay taxes on top of that. And so you end up, people talked about the idea of dividend taxes because you're taxing the money twice. There are times that things can be taxed 2, 3, and 4 times inside of a business.
Yeah, on a personal property tax, you get taxed on that computer I bought. I will get taxed every year for as long as I own that computer. Forever. It's a personal property tax, and that's one of those taxes that no one knows. But getting quadruple taxed, people laugh at it. It actually happens all the time. And when you add in all the additional taxes with gas and all that, I mean, I'm paying a huge portion of what I make, but I work very, very hard. And to just give it away, think of the money I spend just keeping the businesses going. If I decide to close shop, that's a lot of money that they're going to lose. And there's fewer guys like me out there, I think, who are willing to go out and go into business for themselves, and that's going to hurt the economy.
You're absolutely right, because I do, you know, the economy, granted, you know, all the big, huge businesses, you know, are all the ones that receive the money, but the, you know, really the economic engine inside of Colorado runs on small businesses. You know, people that are employing under 30 people or less is really the predominant employers many times, and for many times, this company here fits into that category. We're just now growing above that, and this is one of the things that I think that you're a great example of, Chuck, is I always talk about the idea that people do not want to stop getting rich, and you talked about how you've lost your incentive to work hard, and I think that you're the example. When everybody sits there and says, if you continue to tax all of these people, people will not want to be rich, and I look at that and go, oh, come on, you're full of it. We'd all want to be rich. But the incentive is how you're working and how you're earning your money. I think that absolutely, Chuck, that you're the perfect example of the disincentive on earners. But I think people are misapplying it because it's not really the income tax. It's the other taxes, everything you have to do with on the corporate side. And that, for me, is the disincentive to work.
But I'll tell you one more thing. I'll get out of your hair here. But basically, you know, people tell me, oh, well, you make this much, so you should pay more tax. It's like, well, I work twice as much as the typical person.
I think you do.
And I pay tax on, and I pay it myself. I wish everyone would have to pay their own taxes on a biweekly or bimonthly basis or however they pay it, instead of just letting the feds take it out of your paycheck. It's much different when you have to write the check out each time yourself.
Oh, it sure is.
Just because I make more, they think I should pay more. They don't understand the whole concept of how much time and effort is putting into running your own business. And they should be thankful that I'm making as much as I do, because it provides the jobs for everyone else. And like I said, and I've said it before, is that we don't want to lose incentive to where we shut down, because after a while you just burn out.
You're right, and absolutely. And I think we are basically shutting down some of the incentives for small business owners. And here's the example I use to say that people don't really want to stop being rich. Like if I offered you, Chuck, if I said, you know, Chuck, man, I'm going to write you a check for $5 million. And you can have that $5 million as income this year. The key is you're going to have to pay back a third of that income in taxes. So you take the $5 million, you pay a third of that back. You're going to be left with, you know, a couple of million or so. Would you take that deal? I mean, would you take the $2.5 million, you know, over the course of this year, knowing that out of the five that I was going to give you, you'd have to give X number back?
Probably not.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Man, Chuck, you blew my analogy.
Yeah.
Man, you hurt me here.
I was
setting it up and you blew it for me.
You know, and I just want people
teach me to rely on the listeners.
That just because people make a lot of money, they don't understand. I mean, some people are great. They make a bunch of money and they don't do much for it. But the typical small business owner is working far more than the average 40-hour a week, and they're working their butts off to make that money. And they should be rewarded as such. Just because I decide to work 80 hours a week instead of 40, why should I have to pay more tax? I want to work that much because I want to make more money. But when I see my tax bill, it makes me cringe. My poor tax lady does not even want to talk to me at this day. And I need some of those tax people that can get me all those loopholes. It's almost forcing me to evade taxes.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
every loophole I can find, I guarantee you I will use it.
And it has to be, unfortunately, because of how we deal with the small business owners. And that's where I think the divergence occurs, is not how we're treating the individual income generators. We're looking at the corporation as far as how they're generating income and how we're basically putting taxes and where we're putting taxes. Chuck, I appreciate the phone call, but man, you blew my analogy. You're supposed to say, if I give you $5 million, you'll take it because, again, it's not looking at working or anything else as far as income, but still because you'll have a net of over $2.5 million, that you would take that, knowing that you were going to pay it back. The idea, then, that based on personal income, there is not, on taxes, a disincentive to get rich. But when you couple in the idea of small business owners and how they're taxed and how the business is taxed and where those burdens sit, that's where you get the disincentive to be rich. That's where you get the disincentives. There is no disincentive to not make a lot of money. The disincentive comes when you are working, when you're operating your own business, and when you're trying to generate that income, Then when those taxes pile up, that becomes the disincentive to start your own business and then employ those people. That's how it works. What do you think? Do you think I'm full of hot air? 303-382-1150. That's my phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. 303-382-1150. Talking about taxes today. Do you want to pay more taxes? Do you feel that here in the U.S. we're soaking the rich? What would you pay more taxes for? Universal health care? Better roads? Better security? What about corporations? More than 60% of corporations paid no taxes between 1996 and 2000, according to the General Accounting Office. What do you think about that one? And here, maybe later on in this hour, we're also going to start talking about school vouchers because they are back. They are making yet another appearance again inside of our state legislature. And I want to talk to you about school vouchers. Don't know if we'll have enough time in this hour, though. We'll see. We'll take all of your phone calls, talk taxes, maybe a little bit of school funding. That's next here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sure, Denver has its share of talk stations, but we talk about what's important.
I would advise you to increase your knowledge.
Hear both sides on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150 KNRC.
Heaven. I'm in heaven.
Hi, Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman here.
We co-host Style Matters Live. We love Colorado Mills Mall in Lakewood.
It's hard to resist their huge selection of outlet and retail stores, and the prices are too good to be true. And Colorado Mills has great entertainment and dining on the street.
There's something for everyone. Fashionistas, enjoy Neiman Marcus Last Call Clearance Center. Homeowners love Mikasa and Nambe. Need basics? Don't miss Casual Corner, New York Cargo Leather, and Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse.
Your husband can shop Gart Sports. Teenagers dig Charlotte Russe's. Skechers USA. Toddlers delight in the Upsprouts play area.
We'll broadcast our Style Matters live show at Colorado Mills Saturday, April 24th, 10 to noon. We'll be giving away lots of prizes.
What do you mean we have to work that day? I thought we could shop.
I'm telling you now on the air so you wouldn't yell at me.
A short 15-minute drive from downtown at Colfax and Indiana Avenue. Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives. Check out coloradomills.com for store hours and great deals.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of junior achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Despite some better-than-expected earnings reports, Wall Street ended the day mixed, with tech stocks a particular drag on the market. The Dow rose 20 points, closing at 10,397. The Nasdaq, however, fell 23 points to 2002. Investors were disappointed in today's Labor Department report, showing 30,000 Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week, more than four times the number expected. IBM reports its net profit grew for the fifth quarter in a row as corporations bought more technology. Big Blue is seen as a bellwether of global corporate demand for tech products and services. And Sun Microsystems posting a large first quarter loss after the closing bell, with revenue falling for the 12th consecutive quarter, but the numbers were in line with forecasts. What's black and white and red all over and posts higher quarterly profits as well? Its newspaper publishers, Knight Ritter, Media General, and McClatchy all reporting gains in net earnings. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next office supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel Pentium 4 processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor at 2.66 GHz for just $399 after a $50 instant discount. Monitor not included. Taxes extra. Order select systems today and get up to $200 off and free 3- to 5-day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
Before the evening TV newscast, before the morning paper hits your door, get all the news and information you need as it develops. And then talk about it here, AM 1150 KNRC. Feinstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
American taxpayers never look forward to April 15th, but April 15th is a better day this year because the tax bite is so much smaller. It's one reason we're trying to encourage people to go to the e-filing. Some 50, 60 million people this year, close to half of the filers will be using e-filing. And under e-filing, the error rates come way, way, way down.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
226 here on AM 1150 KNRC, and I am one of those e-filers. I did it electronically this year. I cannot take credit for doing it early because it's my wife's idea. She didn't. Oh, and there we have The Cure in the background. Robert Smith, one of the great lyricists of my generation, one of the guys that doesn't get enough credit based on how he writes songs and how he did lyrics and just wonderful guitar work as well. So it's too bad that group kind of devolved in the last 5 or 10 years, but probably losing lots of listeners, people clicking, I'm not listening to music right now. Okay, 303-382-1150, I know, get back on the topic, talk show boy, I know, 303-382-1150, so we're talking about taxes. Do you want to pay more taxes? Do you feel that we're soaking the rich in the U.S.? Do the poor need to pay more? And what would you like to pay more taxes for? Would you like to see universal health care coverage, better roads, better security? We're in the war on terror right now. Would you want to see your taxes go up simply to make sure that we are protected from those spooky terrorists? Is that the kind of tax increase that you would pay, that you would like to see? Now, if you had an opportunity to write the tax code, what would you change? What would you change inside of the tax code if all of a sudden you were given the magic pen and you could change something? What would you change? 303-382-1150. I'm going to get back to the phones, talk to Mike in Denver. Mike, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Good. What do you want to say about taxes?
Well, I don't think I pay a lot of income tax.
Yeah.
Very high level. And I don't think it's a disincentive to work at all. I think at the most you'll be paying a third.
Yeah.
You still keep two-thirds.
Yeah, see, and that's individual income tax, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and that's what I think
But see, the Social Security, I also pay a self-employment tax, but that stops at $89,000. So that's 15% of the first $89,000 that you have to tack on to your marginal income tax.
Yeah.
So that stops at 89.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. But then, that's what worries me, though, is that the idea, now, do you run your own small business? Or is it just that you work out of the home and do some other stuff, consulting or something like that?
No,
or...
no, I have a business.
Okay, so now what do you think is small? Now, as far as your tax on the small, you know, on small businesses, you know, the self-employment tax, okay, you didn't think it was that bad. What about the idea when you're buying goods that, you know, you continue to get taxed on those? You look at the idea that if you pay yourself, the company's profits are taxed, but then if you pay yourself a salary, you're also taxed out of that. What do you think about that? I mean, what's your impression based on, you know, how we're working with small businesses?
Well, mine passed directly through to me, so yeah. I don't have any double taxation.
Oh, okay.
That a corporation would.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with the double taxation, but I also don't think tax rates are too high by any means in this country. I think, in fact, in 1993, Bill Clinton raised the top marginal rate 4%.
Yeah.
And we had the booming 90s, and rich people got richer. So I don't think that that's a very valid argument.
See, and I've always said that individually, that there is no disincentive, you know, based on tax rates to not be rich. Because, again, I haven't seen anybody sitting there going, sorry, I've made too much money last year. Can you please, you know, let me make less? I don't know of any employee that has ever walked into his boss and said, you know, that tax really killed me last year. Could you please pay me less this year so I wouldn't have to pay as many taxes?
Well, I mean, for example, if I make another $200,000,
yeah.
I get to keep $133,000.
Yeah.
I'm better off with another $133,000.
Yep.
And then, you know, I'll give the rest to the government.
Yeah, exactly. And see, the idea that I always come with, and I think that, you know, if, again, how we do on small businesses, only because the small businesses, I think, have less resources available to them. So what we allow large businesses to do versus what we allow small businesses to do, I think, is unfair. I think we're unfairly tilting the tax burden in that one. But I look at it and I keep thinking that there almost is in this country a social contract, that there is a price for admission, and that price is an IOU or a caveat at the door, almost like we're a giant casino, or maybe, if you like it better, a giant strip club. And so at the door, that there is this a bill of sale that you're through.
Do I have an opinion like anybody else?
Yeah.
I think we are definitely paying too much taxes because the average American paying not 33 and a third like everybody thinks. We pay almost 65% in taxes. If you put in and calculate in all the hidden taxes that you don't think about, tolls, as you said before, taxes on items and other things. It's not just straight income tax. I think there's plenty of money around. It's just spent unwisely, and there's a lot of pork going around, and that's where the money goes. There's plenty of money to go around. We are the richest nation in the world. But, for example, rich people in other countries can do so much more, and they make less than we do. We don't get to enjoy our money. The government will take it away, and the cost of life is so expensive in America that somebody who makes less money in some South American countries from the same level of income, let's say a doctor or a lawyer or some on that in that kind of a free trade, they have a big house and they have servants and they have a big car and they have total different respect, and lawyers and doctors over here don't have that kind of a life.
Well, some do and some don't. And I would say that all the doctors in the other countries don't have that kind of a life. I mean, there are some taxes
actually,
that are...
Actually, they all do.
No, not all of them. No.
I've been to Mexico and some friend of mine that have a small little business. They have a big house that I can never afford. They have two or three people living over there because they pay them less money, granted. But they don't make their money in dollars. They make their money in pesos.
Yeah, but what's, I mean, based on what are their revenues? I mean, are they, is it truly a small business? Are they literally working and making about as much money as far as the businesses that we are here?
If you convert the pesos to dollars, they make half of what I make.
Okay, but what?
They can live three times better than what the way I live.
Yeah, because that's, but that's cost of living, though. That's the cost of living. That's why that NAFTA was supposed to be a good deal for us, is because we were supposed to have American companies going down to Mexico and then giving people a higher standard of living, because the American companies are supposed to be paying a little bit more than what the average wage was in Mexico. But if you convert the money, Max, that is based on pesos to dollars, the cost of living, though, is far less than just, you know, a 50% ratio. I think it's about a third. I think that, you know, based on what you're telling me, that your friend is probably earning about as much, that basically, even though he's, if you convert pesos to dollars, again, it's not an equal playing field, but it also costs him a heck of a lot less to operate his business. It costs him a heck of a lot less to buy his house, and costs him a heck of a lot better to a heck of a lot less to pay his people. So he's operating us off of a lower cost of living.
Yeah, I couldn't say it more. We, the American worker or American society, in essence, working against our best interest. We want all those things and, like, expect somebody else to pay for it, but at the end, everybody pay for it. And poor people pay the most. That's the way we work. Rich people never pay taxes. Rich people have ways to get around it.
Well, rich people pay some taxes.
Only poor people who work for a paycheck pay taxes. All those people who can afford to hire all those lawyers and tax accountants and fix themselves all those, how do you call it when rich people fix themselves when they die? They fix themselves.
Are you talking about just basic surgery, or are you talking about?
No, trust accounts.
Oh, trust accounts. Okay, I see where you're going. Okay, I get it. Okay.
They don't pay taxes. Well, only people who work for in a factory or work for a paycheck pay the taxes. Every country in the world that way. 80% or 70% of the taxes get paid by poor people.
Well, I think that, you know, Max, I appreciate the phone call. I've got news coming up here. And I think that there is, you know, a good portion of the rich in this country that are paying a significant amount of taxes. According to Department of the Treasury in 2001, the top 5% of the taxpayers paid more than 50% of the individual income taxes. And I understand your argument, Max, I absolutely do, because based on what you're talking about, then the poor people end up paying all sorts of other little taxes. And yes, because the rich people know where and how to shelter their money, yes, they have the ability to do that. And see, that's what I keep looking at, is the idea that if we look at the percentage of what the taxpayers pay and how they're paying, that it's the unbalanced individual income versus corporate income, that we have 53% of the top 5% paying 53% of the income taxes. And then when we turn it around and we look at the corporations, that it's strangely enough reversed, because a lot of these corporations, like, well, Enron, for example, does things like report $3.5 billion in revenue to Wall Street, and their stock goes up, and then they turn around and file their taxes and claim that they actually lost $3 billion. Oh, well, I'm Bill Thorpe, in here for Enid Goldstein. She is going to return on Monday. My phone number is 303-382-1150 here on AM 1150 KNRC. And now it's time to talk to Tim McLaughlin in the news. Tim, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great, Bill.
Good. What do you think? Now I want to just for a second here to go out to, you know, a little bit. Now, do you remember those wonderful days, you know, back when you're just around, you know, college days and high school, when you would fill out those tax forms with like $3,000 in income, you'd
get
all of it back.
Yeah.
You do it like in a pencil and it'd take you like 45 minutes to do it. You're like, what's this tax thing? Everybody's complaining about it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
My first 4 years of paying taxes, I'm like, why is everybody complaining about this? And then I think, oh, you moron, you're not making anything. You can fill this out, you know, in your sleep.
You know how you get those Social Security printouts every year that show you how much you've contributed and if you retired at this age and everything else. I got mine a while back, and I looked back at, you know, the first year that I had really started working, and I'm going, how did I live on that kind of money?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I'm not making a whole lot more now, but it's like, man.
And back then you were thinking, man, look at all this money I
have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I never felt like I was poor or anything, you know?
Exactly. The blissful ignorance of youth. What's going on in news?
Partly cloudy and 71 degrees right now. A decision has been made regarding the Denver police officer who shot and killed a teenager last summer. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first, though, with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
May have a little bit of slowing westbound I-70 around Colorado Boulevard. Somebody left their car in the middle of the highway and actually left it. They are not there. They're searching the neighborhood around the Purina Mills trying to find these folks. Everything else around town moving along in good shape. Reminder again of some rock scaling work along I-70 in both directions near Georgetown. If they need to close lanes down, it'll be for about 20 minutes at a time. Just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man and 1-800-ORKINMAN. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver's manager of safety, Al LaCave, has decided that Denver police officer James Turney will be suspended for 10 months without pay for shooting 15-year-old Paul Childs last summer. Turney shot and killed the developmentally disabled teenager at his home. This report brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. The jury in the Michael Blagg murder trial in Grand Junction has started deliberating the case. Blagg is accused of killing his wife in November of 2001 and dumping her body in a dumpster at his work. The couple's 6-year-old daughter is still missing and presumed dead. The CU investigative panel has set up a toll-free tip line as it continues its investigation into the recruiting scandal at the university. The panel has also asked the CU Board of Regents to extend the April 30th deadline for the panel to complete its work. Buying a new vehicle at John Elway is worry-free. Get a low, no-haggle price, a special price match guarantee, and a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee with a John Elway new vehicle. Honest. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News. News time is 2:40.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Bugging just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. They have a full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures will consistently over the next several days run a good 10 degrees above normal, so it's going to be a beautiful little stretch here. We'll see mostly sunny skies through the rest of the afternoon with a high today of 74, a low tonight of 44, mostly sunny 73 on Friday, partly cloudy and 72 on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 71 now. KNRC News Time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday and Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m.
Silent night. I said a silent night.
Ooh, that was just wrong. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. Listen in and let us know what you think. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC. What Denver station picked up the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for the best single event news coverage for 2003? It was AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. For the story surrounding the controversy over a Denver police officer, when you look for clear, concise radio journalism, stay with the professionals at AM 1150 KNRC. Across Denver and the Front Range, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
The freedom tax, the fair tax that is based on consumption, abolishes the income tax, exemplifies the core Republican philosophy that our greatest, most precious right as Americans is just to be left alone. The government shouldn't know how much money I earn. Just leave me alone to run my business and raise my family and earn a living.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
Oh, that sounds so good in theory, but I don't know if that would work in practice. What do you think? 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe. Filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC. If you're headed somewhere at 3 o'clock, well, you got about 15 minutes to do that. It's 43 minutes after the hour of 2. Thanks a lot for joining me this afternoon. We're talking about Tax Day. It's the 15th. I know. There's a whole list in the paper of all the places that are going to be open late, either 10 o'clock or midnight, in order to make sure that each and every one of you procrastinators can get your taxes filed on time. I can make fun of you procrastinators. Simply because, thanks to my lovely and talented wife, she forces me, as soon as all the tax documents come in, to go ahead and do it. So she makes sure that we go ahead and file the taxes just as soon as we possibly can. And as Jordan Lyles reminded me, because again, you know, Jordan is the technical producer of the show, and he's always looking for those freebies, those handouts, that free swag that you can get. He let me know that you can get free cookies today at Subway. I think you have to buy a sandwich or something, but you can get free cookies because it's tax day. So if you're looking for something, you know, we're giving our money to somebody today. How many of us are actually getting money back? Well, Subway's going to give you a little something back, so you can go and check them out. Interesting news that we just had come across the wire. You heard it with Tim McLaughlin. Denver Police Officer James Turney will be suspended for 10 months without pay as punishment for last summer's fatal shooting of Paul Childs. I would have liked to see him lose his job, personally, but that's an issue that I've got based on Officer Turney's reactions over the last couple of years with young kids that are handicapped. But 10 months, not everything I wanted, but I'll take it. That's a fair one for me. We could do that, and he'll never be out in the street again. He'll be doing desk jobs, so at least that part I like. So, not bad. Yeah, you know what? Politics and everything else, this is about compromise. And we have a great history of compromise inside of this country. I mean, come on. You remember back with the old slave laws. Blacks were 3/5 of a person. How the hell did that come about? Through compromise. So we got to understand that one side can't stand there, like unfortunately Rush Limbaugh does, and say that one side of the aisle ideologically should not be talked to and dealt with, but instead be beaten into submission. Come on, that's pigheaded and wrong. You and I can't possibly agree on that. That's moronic. 303-382-1150. There isn't a little compromise. Nothing is going to get done in this great country of ours. We're talking to you about tax day. It's tax day today. Do you pay too much? Do you want to pay more? Do you feel that we soak the rich here in the U.S.? If you got to choose to write the tax laws, what tax laws would you change? We're going to talk to Ted in Denver. He wants to talk about changing the tax laws. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. Ted, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. What would you change in the tax laws?
First of all, Bill, great, great topic. I'm glad you
thanks.
Brought
that up. I appreciate it. That's awfully nice of you.
What I would like to say, I would like to tell you what I would like, and then I would like to have a chance to explain to you why.
Yeah, you're right ahead, man. Absolutely.
I would like to see a flat rate.
Okay.
For instance, I say something like 8%.
Okay.
And
it's a good working
the reason
number.
I say that is because 8% of $1 billion, we all understand how much that is.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because the argument against that is what they would say was, look at the actual dollars being paid out.
Yeah.
Well, then I said, flip that over. Look at a company. Okay.
Yeah.
5% of the people own the company. 85% of it do the work.
Yep.
That 85% make between $5 and $10 an hour.
Yep.
The guys at the top justify that. I should earn this. I own the company.
Yeah.
Basically, my theory is the United States is based on an aggregate economy.
Yeah.
It takes everybody to make it work. You got people at the top. You got people at the top. Excuse me, you got people at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so when we come together on it, you know, it all works out. I mean, if you don't want to share, then try running that company by yourself. See how that $1 million turn out next year.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. One of the things I was looking at, Ted, is the idea, you know, when we had the WorldComs and the Enrons and, you know, when you had all this corporate scandals, one of the things that I thought was so funny is, you know, we have these corporate head honchos that are claiming, okay, and there are some out there that are good and that do their job, but you had a lot of these guys claiming, well, you know, I need to have these big salaries because I have to know everything that's going on inside my company. And then when they were pinched by the government saying, you know, you guys were fudging your books, these guys that were paid so much because they, quote, had to know so much about the company, turned around and said, I didn't know. So they can't have it both ways. Either you have to know enough about your company to get the large salary, or you're a moron and we're paying you too much.
Right.
I mean, it's basically one or the other. I like the idea. Now, the flat rate taxes. Now, what would you think about this, Ted? Let's just, you and I sitting here, let's say we're drawing up the tax code. What if I took your flat rate tax and said, okay, I like the 8%, except what I would do is the bottom 10%, well, 15% of earners, whatever the bottom 15% are, I would pull their tax rate down to, let's say, 5%. Then I would take the top 10% of earners, and I would take their tax rate up to 10%. So what I would do is I would, up on the top end, I would take a little bit more for you from you, and on the bottom end, because you don't have that much money and because of other financial situations, I would like to take a little less from you. Would you compromise with me and go that way?
Yeah, sure. I would do that.
Yeah.
But I think they will argue about a 2%. And I think the other thing that they will throw in there is that what's the incentive of owning a company? We need the tax break in order to trigger the economy in a certain area.
Yeah, I can see that. And the idea to own the company, the idea there is I still think that depending on how we tax them, the idea we get around that would be that, you know, still you're in charge. You know, you guys are the ones that are going to be making the most money. And it's the idea of, you know, creating your own company. And I still, you know, think that, who is it? Chuck had a good idea earlier when he talked about the, based on the amount of taxes that keep piling up on many small business owners, that there's a disincentive to work. But I don't think there is a disincentive to be rich. Yeah. Hey, Ted, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it, man. Have a great afternoon.
You bet. Thank you for
the topic. Oh, sure. We appreciate it. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. This is AIM 1150 KNRC. You know what? I'm going to swing to a break just about 15 seconds early right now to make sure that I get to Larry. And is it Lana or Lena? I forget. What is it, Joan? Lena. See, you know, I can't read this thing. I got a glare on it. Lena and Larry, hang on. I want to make sure we get enough time to cover you guys after this break. We'll also take your phone calls. 303-382-1150. Talking about taxes, I'm Bill Thorpe in for Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Call the host you don't agree with. Keep both sides alive and well on AM 1150 KNRC.
April is National Car Care Month, the perfect time to take your vehicle to the real car guys at independent service centers featuring AC Delco Auto Parts. Visit acdelco.com for locations near you. Real car guys know AC Delco.
Crizal Alize? Sounds romantic. It's the latest in lens treatments. Your plastic lenses will not scratch and are glare proof. Hi, I'm Bea Verullo, owner of International Optique. For night driving, computers, movie theaters, and more, ask for Crizal Alize. The difference is bright lights and blur or clarity. You choose. When trusting International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard, you will always find the latest in lens technology and one of the largest selections of eyewear in Denver. We are so excited to be celebrating our 9th anniversary. Call to set your annual eye exam with Dr. Sogel Kelly and select that perfect new frame and lenses. Reach for any of our star frames and pay $44 when you purchase prescription lenses. And don't forget to ask for Crizal Alize. Seeing is a wonderful gift. It's time to see International Optique at Tamarack Square or International Optique at University in Orchard to help select a fabulous frame and new lenses. See you soon.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action, the anti-drug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Have you been thinking about donating your car, boat, truck, or RV? Jewish Family Service makes helping the less fortunate while saving on your taxes as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Call Jewish Family Service at 303-597-5000. 2. Arrange a pickup time. 3. Get a receipt for your tax donation. It's that easy. Call JFS at 303-597-5000 or visit their website at jewishfamilyservice.org and point your car in a direction that will help children and families in need.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado.
I'm Philip. I work in IT.
You think you know me.
You think you know what it's like sitting in traffic at I-25 in Hampton with the AC broken and my Doug Kellett show getting walked all over by some punk kid subwoofer.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're a citizen, you need to pay them. Now, as far as what they're used for, that's another matter. I'd like to see them used a lot more in education than on defense.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
303-382-1150 is the phone number. It's 2:53 in the afternoon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Well, it's probably 2:53 where you are as well. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. Gotta appreciate Enid letting me have the next couple of days. She's gonna be back on Monday. You can actually check her out at the Tattered Cover Lodo Monday at 7 o'clock. She's going to be doing the One Book, One Denver discussion of Leif Enger's Peace Like a River. Go down and check her out. And I know that Lena had to leave, and, you know, she got kids to pick up and stuff. Lena, I hope you're out there still listening. And yes, you're right. The tax code is way too complicated. Imagine having to teach our kids math based on what they have to do in the tax code. Oh, man, we'd all be morons. We're going to jump to Larry in Westminster and then get to Teresa. If just talk show boy here can shut his big yap. Okay, let's see. Larry in Westminster, thanks for calling AIM 1150 KNRC. What's on your mind about taxes?
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
What's on my mind is I think that one of the biggest myths that we have in taxes is the fact that corporations or businesses pay taxes. They don't pay taxes. The taxes are paid by their customers.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Always pay by the customers because it has to be that way. So to me, you really make sense. You ought to take the taxes off the corporations because all you're doing really is taxing customers by requiring the corporations to charge higher prices.
Yes and no, and there's a part of that that works that I agree with, and there's another part that doesn't work is because there is that idea of competition, and that if they did have to pay the taxes, everybody couldn't necessarily always, you know, raise their prices. And the one that I go back to right now is the idea of milk, is because milk is one of those commodities that is so heavily in as far as competition inside of a grocery store, wherever we're buying it, that even though the price of producing the milk and everything else is going up right now, you're not seeing an equal rise in the price that you're paying for a gallon or a half gallon of milk because of competition. So I think that even though the corporation would have to pay some taxes, I think there also some of that would be balanced out based on competition, that they couldn't raise their prices so high because, again, supply and demand. Basic supply and demand curves, that if you're charging more for the good and service, you're simply going to sell less of them.
Well, what's going to happen, though, Bill, is no matter what, all the corporations, if they're paying the taxes, then it's all going to be proportional.
Well,
in terms of what they're charging.
So yes and no. Yes and no.
Unless they have some other efficiency they're adding to it. But again, what you're doing is you're still taking money away from the consumer. And the idea in the country, to me, is the whole key to economic progress and prosperity is for businesses, corporations, to be in a situation where they can generate the jobs and the technology that we need to be more effective.
Absolutely.
And the reason corporations are going offshore, there's a reason for that.
And what do you think the reason is?
Well, the reason is because they want to be competitive in the world. Today, it's a world economy. They have to compete with everybody all over the world. They got to minimize their expenses, their costs.
Oh, sure. Absolutely,
they
minimize their costs.
Taxes are a cost.
But look at this. But Larry, look at this, though. I mean, I understand the taxes being a cost, and they have to produce their good and service at the lowest possible cost. But look at the rules they're playing by. I mean, I keep going back to this example of Enron. And Enron turned around to Wall Street and said, we made profits of $3.5 billion 1 year. And they turn around and file their tax returns and say they lost $3 billion. Now, how can that can't possibly be right? Either they're lying to Wall Street or they're lying to the IRS. And that's what I look at, is the idea that Enron is claiming that they made all this money, then they turn around and claim they lost all this money. That in and of itself is wrong.
Well, I mean, I don't disagree. If they were breaking the law, that's fine. We should go after anybody.
Oh, see, you know what it is, Larry? You know what the fun part about it is? It's not breaking the law. There is no law that says that you have to tell Wall Street the same numbers that you have to tell the IRS. There's no law that says you have to do that.
No, and the but eventually the market finds out, and that's what happened with Enron. The market finds out.
In some cases, yeah, some of it was.
Always, it always will, and some people will lose. But the trouble is, what we've got to be careful about is we must have the key is economic progress. If we don't have that, then we're going to go the way of Europe.
But Europe, I mean, Europe is stagnating in some cases, but they also, you know, they're not necessarily falling behind. I mean, you look at some of the consolidation. Remember, Mercedes-Benz just bought, you know, Chrysler. That would have been unheard of 15 years ago. So it's not like, you know, economic businesses inside of Europe are stagnating and falling to the wayside. Larry, I'd love to continue the conversation, but I've got to get to Teresa in Colorado Springs. She's on long distance, and we've got about a minute and a half left, and I want to make sure that I give her enough time. Teresa, how you doing today?
Really good.
Good. What do you want to say about taxes?
Well, what I want to say is I agree with you on the flat tax, with giving the lower taxes to the poor and the higher taxes. But I also, if we need to give corporations a break, how about we give them a break, all the tax breaks they want if they keep the jobs here?
Now, that's an interesting idea. And the idea, I would actually throw in the idea that you have to keep your home offices here and a few other things. I would throw in some other ways that they skirt the tax laws to keep, you know, jobs here. And I do understand. The weird thing is, Teresa, this is why I never get invited to any conservative parties and never get invited to any liberal parties, because I actually understand that outsourcing some jobs does make sense. Outsourcing a lot of jobs does not make sense. But, you know, if you can get certain, you know, certain things like call centers done in India for a cheaper price, okay. I think people that can answer phones can probably find a job doing something else here as well. If it's working at King Soopers, working at Walmart, working at Target, somewhere else, I think they can, you know, make that transition. Because, I'm sorry, answering phone calls isn't necessarily, you know, that big a deal. But the idea of computer programmers, that's where I get worried when we're actually transitioning computer programmers over to India and we're losing a competitive advantage and economies of scale. And now we're getting into, like, economy 203 and college. And, oh, Teresa, I wish we had more time to spend together. I appreciate the phone call. Listen, tomorrow I'm going to be back. Ian Goldstein returns on Monday. I'm Bill Thorpe. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Time now for the 180-degree turn to the right. AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. Secretary of State Colin Powell has ordered all non-essential diplomats out of Saudi Arabia. Powell cites intelligence concerns that Americans there could become terrorist targets. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said about 20,000 U.S. troops will be kept in Iraq longer than expected. At a Pentagon news conference, Rumsfeld said the troops are engaged in noble work.
If you had said to me a year ago, describe the situation you'll be in today, 1 year later, I don't know many people who would have described it. I would not have described it the way it happens to be today.
A CIA source says a new tape reportedly from Osama bin Laden is probably the real thing and pretty recent. The source says the recording, offering a truce to European nations to stay out of Muslim countries, was likely made in the past several weeks. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow up more than 19 points. The Nasdaq fell over 22. I'll see you later on CNBC. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next Office Supplies, instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel Pentium 4 processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor at 2.66 gigahertz for just $399 after a $50 instant discount. Monitor not included. Taxes extra. Order select systems today and get up to $200 off and free 3- to 5-day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 71 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A decision has been made regarding Denver police officer James Turney. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Eastbound I-70 at Colorado Boulevard getting a report of a stalled vehicle in traffic. Also, a car trying to stall out in traffic, doing his darndest. Southbound I-25 at Alameda, it sounds like he's driving on the rims already, so it shouldn't be too long before he conks out and moves over to the shoulder. Rest of the freeways look good. 11th and Kalamath, an injury accident in West Denver. Northbound Park Avenue underneath I-25, watch for a minor accident. Quest Choice long distance for business, that is, just 5 cents a minute with a $20 monthly cap, no contracts. Call 1-888-LD-QUEST for more information. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, a Denver police officer who shot and killed a disabled teen last summer will be suspended for 10 months without pay. Denver Manager of Safety.